Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I like it. It's a little low, but it's fine. What is this and why?
It's a Five Finger Death Punch White Knuckles. I figure you have your fight team here.
Oh, that is true. I just realized, holy shit, this is my whole fight team. I didn't realize this.
It's a good point.
That's really funny. I mean, I didn't even think about it, but this is like my whole fucking team right here.
She's not even blindfolded. She's producing that one.
She's crushing it, doggy. Shannon also just fucking oof.
I didn't realize how low cut my shirt was until I just used it.
I mean, we all realize how low cut your shirt was.
I just realized that it's awesome.
Fucking awesome. Shannon has turned
the
corner.
You can do the whole podcast backwards.
You know what it is? You remember those movies where like it's an ugly girl in high school and then you take off her glasses and like, holy shit, she's actually hot? That's what Shannon is, but with 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Instead of glasses. It's just fat.
Shannon's 15 pounds is glasses, a ponytail, and paint covered overalls.
Yeah. Shannon, we love you, and you're looking good. We're going to get into today's show. We're going to talk about Shannon's Instagram following. It's blowing up right now. But you should have more followers, so we're going to figure out why.
Okay.
Amazing show plan today. It's a Monday, motherfuckers. We ain't fucking around, baby boys. Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Joan Jett of comedy, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, coming at you in full effect with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Chilling, baby. Chilling. How was your weekend?
Very good.
Yeah.
Started training.
Training? What do you mean for what?
Hot dog eating contest.
For wrestling. Oh.
Bumps. I took bumps and ran the ropes.
Coke? Like fuck yeah, doggy. It's like the 80s. So everyone's fucking Miss Elizabeth doing cocaine?
I threw a dead lady out of a van on the turnpike.
Hell yeah.
I'm ready, baby.
Oh, look at that.
Is this you right here?
Yeah.
Whoa, you are gross.
What's happening underneath you?
That's how they showed me how to take bumps.
Oh, okay.
I had to clear that, dude.
You jump over.
They're like, first shit. We're not going to have any shit all over the ring.
Yeah.
Shit in this bucket first.
Get it on the intern first.
Did your muffler come out?
I thought I was going to die. The first time I took a bump, I was like,
really?
Like
where is this at? Were you wrestling training?
Ridgefield.
Connecticut?
What? No, Jersey.
Oh.
Eat your mic a little more. You're coming in on the side of it, I think. Yeah, really.
Is that a better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay.
Look, we're going to talk about that. We have a lot of stuff to talk about on today's show. Incredible team of comedians and fight trainers in studio. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Silver's here.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Good to be here with you, Louis.
From the No Disrespect podcast, the fastest rising podcast. It's not even a lie. We look at the numbers.
It's the fastest rising podcast on the Gas Digital Network and the East Coast, according to Robert Kelly. It's the fastest rising podcast.
Wow, congratulations, bud.
You know what's going on. Diego Lopez is here.
What's up, guys?
Fucking vegan, not gay. Don't worry, guys.
What's up? I'll kiss you whatever you got. Bring it over.
Let's do it. You could be gay, though, and just take men.
Yeah.
Men will never report a rape.
That's true.
You know, that's the way to go. If you want to rape a man, learn to be a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu brown belt.
Mm-hmm. I'll get you there.
Are you a brown belt?
Yeah.
He pushes brown, too.
You know that voice. You know that voice.
You just had to say it louder. That's all.
Yeah.
I thought that was fine.
High Society Radio's Chris from Brooklyn is here. What's up, kid?
What's going on?
You got to eat yours a little bit more, too.
Oh, yeah?
Who the fuck has a BlackBerry anymore? And it's all smashed.
It's 5 years old. I'm holding on to it. This is my protest against planned obsolescence.
Chris has a lot of money. I want everyone to know this. Chris makes money.
Stop saying that on the air because people keep asking me for money.
Can I
Chris,
have 40 bucks?
Listen to me. Chris is ready to lend. If you guys have an idea, if you guys have something, this is the guy to go to.
Ooh,
you, Diego's ready to rape. Chris is ready to lend.
We should do our own Gas Digital Shark Tank.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to finance these videos where Diego teaches men how to rape.
All right.
That'd be awesome, dude.
Yeah.
If somebody came to you and they were like, listen, I'm gay and I want to rape, can you show me? I will give you twice your rate. Would you teach him? Just not teach him how to rape, but you teach him to do jujitsu, knowing that the end result is he's going to be raping men?
No, I wouldn't.
Men!
No.
What if he was...
Got integrity.
What if he wanted to be a counter-rapist vigilante.
Oh, yeah.
Only
yeah.
raped rapists.
Only raped rapists.
Yeah, that's cool. Like a Dexter. Cool. Yeah, like a rape Dexter.
Rape Dexter.
Yeah, but then if he rapes you, it's like, oh, I see the student has become the teacher.
True.
Yeah, but the first time he tries, you're like, oh, sorry. Then you rape him. You're like, say, was it that easy? No. Mm-hmm.
And the lesson is we all gain friendship. That's
exactly.
What the lesson was.
Hashtag write a script.
Look, great fucking show planned today. And I'm glad I have my fight team here because things on the internet right now have been heating up between myself and one Mr. Jimmy Martinez.
Really?
It's Martin Luther King Day, too.
Is it Martin Luther King Day? Yeah. Shannon.
That's why I'm here.
Why don't you fuck? What are we up against here?
Okay. So in 1954, the gas turbine automobile was introduced in New York City.
It's Martin Luther King Day, though.
Yeah.
Didn't he do something today? Is it in his birthday?
Maybe.
What is today? It's always on a Monday, right?
Yeah.
So it's just some shit in fucking
near
January.
His birthday. Yeah.
Okay. So that's right. Today. So some turbine shit. There's nothing.
The first gas turbine
Shut
automobile.
Up. You don't even know what that means. Stop acting like you're looking down at me. Like, oh, the first gas turbine automobile. You don't know what the fuck a gas turbine automobile is.
I mean, the one that uses gas for the first
and
time,
turbines?
Maybe?
Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's easy to just say, but what does that even mean? Nobody knows.
It means you could use gas.
It's a pointless fact.
What were they using before? Like coal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No,
there's no way.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
I think it was like just your feet at the bottom.
Yeah, it was like
Flintstones.
Yeah, you would do a Flintstones thing. It was good. Look, Jimmy Martinez. I love Jimmy.
Who is he?
Jimmy Martinez is a comedian. Pull up some pictures of Jimmy.
Please pull up his fucking Facebook just talking into the camera.
He's fucking great. I love Jimmy for a very, very long time, but he is a lunatic. He's 6'4", 6'5", 240, 250 pounds, big black guy. I don't know what that means to you guys, but to me it means, you know.
It looks like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in that movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Pretty tough.
Okay,
oh, come on, doggy. What is
Jesus
wrong with
Christ.
You? Shannon, really? Really?
Today
racism?
Of all days.
Wrong screen. I'm sorry.
Donkey Kong.
The wrong screen.
Hold on, put your Donkey Kong for the audio listeners.
This is really him.
Shannon is a fucking brutal
dude, he's
racist.
Wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt and drinking Alizé. That's the most gangster shit I've ever seen.
He took that shirt from a white person that he killed. I'm gonna take your shirt, homie.
And he's a comic, and he trains.
And he's a comedian. He does. He says he's trained. That's the thing. He says he's done like 5 years of Jeet Kune Do or some shit. But I feel like every
Kune
black
Do?
Guy,
like,
yeah, every black guy says that shit. Of Jeet Kune Do. I miss it, but I know it was something to do with the Kune part.
It's Kune Do.
Just Kune Do. Look at him. And look, Jimmy is a very game guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He'd be willing to fight. Okay.
Yeah.
What is Jeet Kune Do? Show me some Jeet Kune Do videos.
The Way of the Intercepting Fist. It's a Bruce Lee's martial art where he basically took things from everything that work.
Right.
It's more of a...
The boxing jab was his favorite.
Yeah, and he was the idea... Like, he was one of the people that tried to initiate having your strong hand be your lead hand instead of your rear hand. Like Andre Ward does. I don't like that idea, but... It's cool. It seems like it's just pre-MMA, basically. Just take what works. But people are still doing just Jeet Kune Do, which is strange.
Jimmy was just learning that in between sets on a pull-up bar in a playground.
I don't know. Look, he's straight up hood, though. Jimmy, when he comes on the show... And
his fight team is going to be pigeons.
That's very good.
Let's see. Is this him describing Jeet Kune Do?
It's what Bruce Lee used. So in a second, you're going to see an example.
Let's hear it. Get some volume on this. I want to hear you talk. You do not teach this to a black man. He will become too dangerous.
Anything.
To white man, I say be like water. To black man, I say be like gin.
Yeah, punching. It's coming now.
Punching. Like boxing or fencing. Jeet Kune Do's step-by-step project in which each maneuver... Oh my God, this video is boring. Boring.
Lewis, this is what real training is. It's just time. It's the things that people don't see. It's the time reading.
How can I maintain lightning speed without sacrificing tremendous punching power? I believe I found the cause of my ignorance.
I mean, that's not really good. Like, you know, like seeing it, like, you kind of... Kune Do
punch. I'm sure he was good at hitting and punching.
Yeah,
and
but also Bruce Lee was a freak of nature. So it's like, how much of that is a technique you can teach to someone who is not the freak of nature?
Yeah, right. Well, Jimmy's a freak of nature.
Sure. I'm not saying... Yeah.
It's a big...
Just seeing Bruce hit the bag, I'm like, not very impressed. Yeah, no disrespect. I think he's a great fighter.
But do you think right now, and I mean, because you're about the same size, 135, 145, you fought at 145?
I fought 135.
And he was like 135, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think you could beat up Bruce Lee?
If I can get a hold of him.
Right now, today, like Bruce Lee comes with his skill set from then, time portals fucking in here. Diego Lopez, my head coach, versus Bruce Lee. Do you fucking choke out Bruce Lee in the center of this?
I think I could take him out.
Table?
Yeah.
I think if I get a hold of his leg, I'll take him down.
I think so too.
I don't think he had any wrestling.
That's it. You heard it here first, guys. My coach could beat your coach, Jimmy. So what do you think's going to fucking happen here?
I thought his coach was the RZA.
Jimmy, well, here's the thing. He's very he what? Seems to be interested in doing this, specifically for the money. I told him the type of money I made with the sponsors at Ellis Mania.
All right.
And you just saw like the light bulb go off.
Mm-hmm. Yo, dog.
That was
No disrespect to Jimmy. I don't know him personally.
Keep saying no disrespect.
Yeah. It's a great podcast. Is he the level of notoriety that we were talking about that it would make this fight make sense for you?
No, he's not. But it is in a weird way.
Let's just say he's the dark horse.
Got it.
I think we need to fight up, Lewis.
I think we need to fight. Yes, I want to fight a more quote unquote famous comedian with more followers.
Dave Chappelle.
But the problem is, I don't think many more people that are. There's not many people that are willing. Yeah. You're going to be willing to fucking do it. I know Ari and Tripoli want to fight each other. Neither of those guys would fight me. They're fucking pussies.
Right.
I'll say it right now. Okay. I'd literally fight Ari and Tripoli at the same time.
Yeah.
I really mean that.
No,
So would I.
Yeah. They're, you know, so it's about somebody that's willing. And I do think the fan base would get up and want to see this. And then if, you know, if we did Tripoli,
can you get him
versus
like a Don King though, like a more famous, like, you know how like they did at WrestleMania, they had Trump come in and he was just cornering a guy. Could you get him like something?
I don't know what we do, but look, I think that the fan base would want to see that. They seem to be interested in seeing me fight Jimmy, and I think it's because they want to see me get hurt. Mm-hmm. But I do think that this isn't the fucking.
Just want to start a race war.
I gotta say, I think just terms of business wise and what we've done here, it doesn't make sense for you to fight. I love Jimmy to death. You got to fight a little more up.
Yeah,
I get the fact that like, he's a bigger guy, all that kind of stuff. But in terms of like what the end goal is.
You gotta bring in new people.
What do you mean?
Because your last fight, you brought new people to Ellis, right?
Yeah.
Essentially.
And to Danish O'Neil,
you want somebody that's gonna bring people to you this time.
Yes.
But, and also, there's the amount of there's the sacrifice on all of us. You know what I mean? It's like, there's a lot of hours you and me in the gym. There's all the days you're late. There's a little Instagram videos I have to help you with. It's not just training. There's a lot that goes around. It's
twice as much.
Working with you for an hour is really 3 hours for me.
That's very true.
And then just the conversations where you're shadow boxing in my face.
There's also that. You know,
Lewis, I'm trying to drink here.
There's the different ice packs I have to bring in. There's a lot of things for all of us.
The memories I've lost with you punching me in the head.
Right. But it's the value of
it's a fun thing.
Joe Roberts having to drive you around.
Look, you have to put it on a scale though, because Jimmy, he's such a formidable foe and such a big scary black that I think that even just the fucking pictures of me punching this giant black guy in the face, I mean, think about what it does for the white man. I'm not even white.
You're not white.
But you guys know I represent you in a very real way, okay? Not many people are looking out for the white guy, and I'm doing that.
We saw the shirt.
Okay, you know what the fuck's up, okay? But I just feel like that. It is a balance. You know what I'm saying? I could technically fight a guy that is like Metzger. Metzger is the level of notoriety. He would never do it. But then also, it's sort of, I would just kill him. I would kill him.
What are other options? I'm trying to think.
I don't know if there are any other options.
It's a bummer Kilstein is so small because he's a pretty good fighter.
Yeah, Kilstein.
Should I fight Kilstein?
Yeah, that should be kind of cool.
Just, I think Kilstein would choke you out. I really do.
He's very good jiu-jitsu.
He's a really good jiu-jitsu player. Really? And he has decent
he's a brown belt.
Yeah, it would be a problem.
We used to train
striker versus.
But he also can do a little striking too.
But he could do striking. Yeah, he did. He trained with Phil Nurse for a little while.
Yeah, Jamie's. He looks. I still think I could beat up Jamie.
I just love.
But
Jamie.
I don't know I what it is like Jamie. In
it's
my
just
head.
Your yeah. It's just your head.
I also love Jamie. Yeah. That would be difficult.
But size wise, I'm trying to. Very good. Actually, I didn't think about that.
I'm trying to think who else for you.
I think you have trouble
conditioning too.
What's that?
Talking to your mic.
It's fine.
It's
fine.
Next to me, I couldn't hear you.
We get complaints all the time about the audio levels here. It's because everyone's, not
looking
talking.
Use your eyes. Yeah, don't turn your head.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, we'd have to come up with a game plan. Do you think, knowing me, you don't know this guy at all, but he's a big, let's say, a big thuggy street fighter guy who's very willing to throw down and been into a lot of fights, right? Do you think
powerful?
We could very powerful.
Very powerful.
Do you think we could come up with a game plan where I could beat him?
Yes.
I agree. I think it's just there is the steps to beating him, right? And I think there's a lot of paths there, a lot of paths. And I think it's executing those steps, and then obviously have the A plan doesn't work, moving over, sidestepping, going to the B plan. But I think that there's a lot of paths there. I just don't see him being the guy.
What I was excited about. Oh, sorry. No, please.
I was going to jump in on this.
Please.
I was going to say, now that I know Diego and we saw and we did the last fight, I also saw where the holes were. Actually, you did watching the tape back. We saw where the holes were in striking. We saw where your strengths were. And we kind of know each other better. It helps us work together to bring everything together.
I could get fucking big. Could do it at like 215, 220 instead of 205.
Well, we got to keep you healthy. That's the first thing. It's more your injuries.
The injuries were fucking me up. Well, that's the other thing. With that last fight.
Keeping you healthy.
It was not. My shoulder is still not 100%.
I know it's not.
Still to this day. Me and Diego trained a couple weeks ago. First time we came back. And I still felt like I was, I was moving around. I was doing okay. Yeah. The cardio was still decent.
6 months. The shoulder's 6 months always.
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah. But this would be the summertime, the fall maybe. You got a lot of time. Lift some fucking weights. Get some steroids.
Yeah. We can get some of that.
Yeah.
We could also I think it's important. I think you even saw, I was like, oh, you saw where your strengths were with that right hand. You saw where you saw where the holes were. It's easy to watch that back.
It's jiu-jitsu all day. I mean, if you're going to fight somebody that knows how to street fight, is a big, powerful guy, can throw hands, has a little bit of martial arts experience with striking.
Your striking is what really got you to the, but your striking.
I know,
really
but
what won
looking back, I should have choked him the fuck out. I should have taken him down in the second or third round again. We could have done it. And he was too tired to do anything with the striking, but we'll see.
In retrospect,
We can make a plan.
Yeah, we can make a plan. In retrospect, there was options for us to finish the fight earlier, but I'm kind of glad it went all three rounds. You got a lot of experience in that now. Yeah. Moving into if there is another fight, you're going to feel a lot more confident and competent in the cage, in the ring, because of the experience you had.
Well, we do it in a cage this time.
I'd rather you in a cage. I think a ring is so bad for something that's mixed martial art.
Yeah, you can't.
That's a fucking mess. Rent a cage either.
No, we would put together.
Chris, you have the money.
If Chris,
buy us a cage,
Dougie. I'm telling you right now, we would make it a whole event. We'd do like the Hard Rock. Dude, if we got Ari and Tripoli and me versus Jimmy or somebody else as like a co-main event, plus a couple of other comic fights underneath.
That'd be
it
would be very funny.
It would be fun. Cool. It would be, we'd get a lot of fucking hype on it. People would come and watch that, and we'd sell a lot of pay-per-views.
I have some comics
point,
I've been training.
Zach Wrestle.
Yeah, and they'd be into it.
Probably. I have some comics that are blue belts now. They're legit. Brendan Ayer is no fucking joke.
Once I fought, I had guys like Mark Norman coming up to me being like, dude, I would do that just to test myself.
Fight Mark Norman.
Oh my God!
Knock his head off his shoulders.
Okay, here's you fight Mike Norman.
Hey, that hurt.
Come on!
We were just playing. We're friends. All right, comedy, boxing. We're doing it.
You get 16-ounce gloves. He gets 8-ounce. That'll be the kind of handicap on it.
I'll fight him with
sure. I know.
Duct taped pillows.
Yeah. All right. We'll see what happens. We will see what happens with all of this, guys. Justin, you give me some steroids. What is this that you're giving?
No, I gave you some.
Right
I gave you kratom.
This isn't steroids. What
kratom?
Is it?
No.
What is kratom?
Did you not hear it? There's this documentary called Leaf of Faith, which I saw on Netflix, and Joe Rogan's on the documentary. It's the guy who made Bigger, Stronger, Faster.
Oh,
and all these guys,
Bell.
Yeah, Chris Bell,
Chris
and all
Bell,
these
great.
All these like WWF guys were addicted to all these opiates for pain management.
Yeah.
And then
now they're just addicted to kratom.
So now, they show all the benefits of this stuff, and they're like, all right, well, what's the upside? What's the downside of it? And and I'm not gonna have this memorized, but you can actually probably look this up. There's all these. It works. It's very similar to the coffee plant, but it's got all these great properties that are work with the dopamine in your brain. So it's very similar to like an opiate. But if you take it in small, there's different strains of it, and you take it in small doses. Like that's called Mang Da, which is like the one that gives you like this calm energy feeling. I've been taking it during the day. It gives you like a mood lift.
No, I asked this for an OxyContin. This is how this all started. Yeah. I was like, dude, let me get an OxyContin. And then he was like, I'll give you some kratom. And
so
I was like,
now
I don't know.
It sounds like it'd be more aggressive of a drug.
So there's also these different strains. There's these different strains that I had when I was in Florida. And this is the company Urbanized Organics, which Joe Rogan started taking this. And this is the company that's really all over that documentary. The evening strains, the one that's I think it's called Red Bali. If you take enough of it, which is if you took about 5 of those, you really get the feelings of sort of like taking like an OxyContin. But at the same time,
give me two more. What are you doing?
But these are the daytime ones that make you
still early.
Yeah, this is not going to bring you down like that. But the truth of it is there's actually nothing but positive effects to this. And when you read what it does for you, it's like it aids in healing, it aids in your metabolism, it stops pain, but
isn't it really bad to drink with that? Like kava, it's also pretty bad to drink.
Oh, these are suppositories.
Really,
that's great. Yeah, bend over. Let's do these.
Do these? You put these up your butt? No way.
But it works faster.
I think it's really, kratom is like an opiate bridge because there's nothing negative to it. Like if someone's addicted to OxyContin, the whole documentary was basically like, this is a bridge. It really does help with their pain, and there are no.
What does it feel like? Stop all this shit.
I just told you.
I'm not trying to do this for the fun. I'm not trying to connect with fucking
nature.
Yeah.
When did I say that?
You're doing some Wiccan talk right now. I don't know what the fuck that is. Okay?
I want
to feel like I am on heroin without having the guilt of my mom's heroin addiction.
Well, then what I would do is I would get, those are not the ones that would make you feel like that. Those will still make you feel pretty good once you pop them.
Throw them.
They're expensive as shit.
Take them and we'll talk in an hour.
Just take three of them and see how you feel an hour. Yeah, they're expensive. I have another three if you want.
No, no, no. Just
take those three and see how you feel.
They're also huge. I don't like taking pills that big.
You love
jamming huge things into
your throat. No, these are ground. It's basically ground leaves. That's what's in here. You can get them as the leaves or the powder. Chris, you want three?
Yeah, sure.
They feel pretty good. I'm serious.
Like $75 though, Chris. You gotta pay them.
They're really expensive. But
are you a kratom dealer?
No, I mean they asked. They asked to sponsor me, but I said I didn't want to do that because right now I'm sponsored by Infinite. So,
Doggy, you really are becoming a kratom dealer.
I'm not a kratom dealer.
You're setting the foundation for your future kratom pyramid
scheme. I'm not
scheme.
Dealing kratom, but I got
to
tell you.
But you can sell kratom if you'd like to. I'll show you how.
Listen. In terms of like pain management and all the sort of that heavy OxyContin feeling, when I've taken those, the Red Bali ones, if you take about like five of them, it's almost an identical feeling.
Where are the Red Bali ones?
Those are on the way. I just ordered them for you.
Okay.
I told you.
From the black market?
No, I didn't order from the back. It's completely legal. I did not order it from the black market.
The smoke shop down the block.
But the thing is, when you get them from a company that's not really regulating themselves, mm-hmm. they mix it with a lot of other horse shit, and it's
regulating
like,
themselves.
Yeah.
See, this is an unregulated drug, right?
So it is unregulated.
Not FDA approved. So this company's regulating themselves. They all regulate themselves, right?
No, 100%.
You're a fucking snake oil salesman.
Let me answer to you. So,
do not trust anything that Justin Silver ever tells you. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know what's going on. I see our ad sales guy salivating right now. He's like, kratom, this is a new market. You're all scumbags.
What
they're,
I did was...
They have trust some type him. Of Jew thing together.
Yeah, they're fucking right
with
now. They're laying down the Jew foundations for the future kratom sponsorship on the network.
Do you know what I did? On? I watched the...
Kratom sounds like something that you smear on a bagel, no?
It's a little low.
You smear on a bagel? You just got Jewish. No, what I did was I researched the companies that actually have the most... The ones that sort of lead the charge in terms of that industry, mm-hmm. and they explain how they're trying to create their own association for monitoring and stuff, just like personal training. It's like the main
NSAC, I think it is.
Yeah, NSAC is like all these organizations are basically they're accrediting themselves, but then it's the people who come on them and the validation.
Me too. I have a bachelor's degree.
So these are the ones who get different.
Sorry, I accredited myself. I have a doctorate.
So these are the ones that get different doctors and researchers.
I don't know what any of this stuff you're talking about right now.
My point is, I went to the company that I found was the most legit.
I don't care about legitimacy. I want to get high. What are we talking about right now? I'm literally telling you, I want to use it to get me high. What is the fastest route in order to make me feel not the pain in my life and not have to face my demons?
This is physical pain, though. I don't think it's going to deal with that kind of pain.
No, it does, though. Oh, it does? You really melt into yourself.
You need to be taken out of yourself.
You're still talking about OxyContin.
Yeah, you've never taken OxyContin, obviously. Mm-mm. Gay boy.
Are you a whole person?
What do you mean by whole?
Like, do you have a...
He's got legs.
Are you WHOLE or are you whole HOLE like me and Lewis?
I have a different kind of
whole. Are
you a
whole like Justin is on the weekends?
Hey. No, I think I'm different. I don't think I'm the same as you two.
That's pretty good. Hey, Shannon, hold on. Time out, everyone. Great joke. Don't fucking cross me.
That is my favorite drop.
Don't fucking cross me.
Are you not going to take those?
I will roast the fuck out of you on this show if you cross me.
Are you not going to take those?
I think you should take them.
I may take them. Not on the show, though.
Oh.
It's not going to... Okay. If you were a real-ass dude, you take them
negative
on the show.
Negative side effects of kratom right now.
Is it in the realm of CBD?
No, it's definitely bad for your liver.
Okay.
No, it's definitely not bad for your liver. It improves liver function.
I didn't say what's the negative side
with
effects.
Boosh?
Let's see, Shannon. Pull them up. For the love of fucking God. I want to see. Negative side effects. What does kratom high feel like? Nausea, itching, sweating, dry mouth, constipation, diarrhea? Yeah, OxyContin. That sounds awesome.
Bring up the negative side effects of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Anything you look up on the internet.
Let's see, negative side effects of vitamin C.
Anything you look, bring up the negative side of the peanut butter. Redness and warm feeling on the skin, headache, nausea, vomiting. The same exact fucking thing.
Upset stomach,
everything
diarrhea.
Is
it's
the
like
same.
Commercial.
And that's that feeling taint.
Upset stomach. Wait, what was that commercial, Lewis?
Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah. All right, so we're all going to take.
All right, hey, you're right.
Crack them.
Thank you. Take them.
Crack them.
Take them.
I'll take them later. I really will.
Okay. And then I'll get you the red vines.
All right. See, I mean, you're talking about documentaries on Netflix. Here's what I hate. It's the thing that I hate. Can we make it warmer in here, first of all, Shannon? I hate people who bring up documentaries, just in general. There's something about a person who goes, oh, dude, this fucking documentary I saw. They're simpletons. They're people who, it's like, they're talking about it with the same enthusiasm that somebody that read a really good book would talk about it, but you didn't put in the work. So you don't get to talk about it like that. I feel like that's, yes, you. I'm talking about you. Thank you for volunteering yourself as the example that I'm talking about.
I do want to say something else. I'll add it to that. I agree with what you're saying, but then I did a ton of research after that. The documentary is what spurred on my research.
That's great,
I've
but
spent
most people
hours
do that. That's
fucking
great.
Doing that.
Most people do that. And also, right. I don't believe that you did a ton of research. I don't believe the people that make Kratom did a ton of research.
Earth makes Kratom. I just gave it to you to try it, Lou.
We'll see what happens.
Because I wanted to make you happy, and I didn't want you taking Oxycontin.
But people,
that's why. Because I care about you.
For the Oxycontin. you don't care about anything. You're mixing Oxycontin and Kratom. You fucking drug addict.
I don't.
I think people forget that documentaries are still for entertainment, and so they'll skew certain things or elaborate.
So are Oxycontins.
Sure. Yes.
Do documentaries on Oxycontin?
Oh, that's a lot of entertainment.
Watching an Oxycontin documentary while high on Oxycontin. Shit. Whoa.
Can we do that on on Wednesday's show?
I'm sure there's a great OxyContin documentary.
It's called Intervention. It's a real fun time.
No, don't they have one about that county in Florida that prescribed more OxyContin than anywhere else?
I think you're talking about the state of Florida.
No, it's one county in northern Florida.
Oh, northern Florida's gross.
Yeah, they're fucking
the naked truth. Oh, is this like a porn?
Hell yeah.
I get horny for porns, dude.
Fuck yeah, doggy. Investigative journalists tackle complex and underreported subjects.
Oh, fentanyl.
Ranging from extortion to fentanyl addiction. All right. Yeah, that's a big one too, fentanyl. I would never do fentanyl. I feel like that's crossing a line.
Oh yeah? That's where your line is?
Isn't that what they mix with cocaine now a lot? They mix fentanyl?
They mix it with everything because it's super cheap and easy to transport.
But fentanyl's the main thing they mix it with, right?
No, it's not the main thing they mix it with because then you would die. It's like a tiny amount of fentanyl fucks up mad people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's an insane amount.
I like baby aspirin.
It's like the acid of opioids. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need much.
That's the vegan's drug? Baby aspirin. Yeah,
yeah. I dated a girl who had fentanyl lollipops.
Jesus.
Wait, what do they do to you?
I chewed up a fentanyl patch once.
The fuck?
What do they do to you?
They're like an opioid.
You want to get Zach and Miko addicted
super
to fentanyl.
Strong.
I can't put a nice sweet
candy for him.
A fanny pack with a lock ice cream. On it. And it was filled with fentanyl lollipops.
Wow. Oh my God. A fanny pack.
She used to go to raves with it.
Yeah, sounds like a cool chick.
She was the best.
I feel like you could have a podcast just based on the people you've dated.
Yeah, maybe.
Be fun.
Zach dated some fucking... I remember
Zach,
he brought a whore on like the third episode of Legion of Skanks. Just some fucking real whore.
Zach, can I ask you a question? Have you ever dated a man? I know you go both ways. You ever dated a dude? No, you'll have some fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just ask him out, man.
I ended up going on two...
I like the probe a little.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I went on two Netflix documentary. I watched two of them.
Okay.
And I don't like talking about these things.
In life?
You don't like talking about
just
them?
Just recently. I just did. But I don't... I mean, I kind of want to talk... I almost want to talk about, but I feel like only douchebags talk about documentaries.
No. Why? Only douchebags act like they're now educated because of a documentary.
Why do you feel that way?
Because every time it's a person talking about a documentary, I look up and it's a douchebag. It's never.
I think it's kind of the people you hang out with.
Interesting,
also.
Or cool person.
Look, I'd much rather listen to you lecture people about 2/3 of a book you read.
What? You don't need to read a full book, okay? You read the first chapter, the last chapter, and then you fucking.
I feel like you don't need the last chapter. You need the middle chapters because that's just the conclusion of all the things you already read.
Nah, you just get the last sentence.
And memorize it.
Mm-hmm. So when people talk about the book,
right here, the New York Times loves this fucking book. I'm fucking smart for owning it.
Fucking book.
The one that I saw was Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, I don't know that one.
So this
is it
one,
a crime, true crime one?
Doggy, look, I don't even give a shit. Okay, I'll tell you one detail about this documentary. Okay, and you're gonna go watch it. It's about a guy whose family friends.
I have the trailer.
Oh, yeah, let's watch the trailer.
Pull up the trailer, fine.
Oh. Oh, companies. They make everything.
They make everything.
Mr. Virchow had such an effervescent, wonderful personality. We became very good friends.
That guy's definitely a pedophile.
He was so engaged with the kids, pedophile too. Bosses. I mean, he really was fun. And
he could give me a great feeling about myself. I was attracted to him.
Yeah.
Okay, so pause that. That's the mom of the 12-year-old girl who he kidnaps.
Oh, mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
And the other guy sitting there was the dad. Both of them start fucking the kidnapper. Both of them.
Wait, the mom and the dad?
Oh, the mom and
dude,
the dad.
This is the real ass dude of the week.
The dad at one point is going, you know, he drove me out to a field and he was like, I really need some sexual relief, Bob. But, you know, I just reached over and I relieved him with my hand. And I'm literally like, this is like in the middle of a, he's talking about how his daughter was abducted by this man. It's fucking bananas.
Wait. This is after he knew
the
daughter?
He jerked him off before.
Okay.
And the mom fucked him.
Well, now it all makes, that seems normal.
Before and after. And they started letting him sleep in the bed. The parents, listen to me, the parents are pieces of shit. The parents, they were like just playing like, oh my God, we didn't know what was going on. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying any little girl deserves to be abducted and raped.
No.
Never. I will say this. I'll go out right now.
Spreading your
wings. But if you fuck the mom and the dad, you want to complete the set.
It's hotter that way. You got to be honest with you. It is.
Piece of shit.
That's a very good joke.
No little girl deserves to be kidnapped and raped. I will say that.
Of course
okay?
not.
Okay. And a lot of that, contrary to popular belief. Okay. But I will tell you, okay, these two parents deserve to have their little girl kidnapped and raped.
I see what you're saying. They deserve
that pain.
They deserve the pain of having the little girl kidnapped.
Because they're such pieces of shit.
Because they are just fucking.
Are they worse than your parents?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, you know.
This is brutal.
It's one of the fucking creepiest things ever. I don't know. It's really good. It was really just fucked up and crazy. He tells this little girl that like it's an alien mission. He kidnaps her and she doesn't know what's going on. She's like,
how
12?
Old is she?
12.
Dude, I couldn't even watch that.
No. Without coming, right?
I'd be too sensitive.
Shooting
to
loads all over the room. My dick won't stop.
Things like this want me to just leave everything and dedicate my life to just killing pedophiles with my bare hands.
Yeah, you should do it, dude.
I got a great idea.
Okay.
For your fight. Let's find a fucking registered sex offender.
Ooh.
Who's a fucking bad, and let's fight a registered sex offender.
You should
offender.
Beat Bill Cosby to death in the ring.
That's the fuck a comic. Let's find a registered sex offender.
No, he's a comic.
It's against my brand.
Fuck. We really are in a pickle here.
We're in a pickle here.
Jimmy Martinez, not a rape.
Maybe that's the show, is making pedophiles fight. Pedophighters.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. This is a think tank, this fucking show, Lewis.
We got to turn off the mics. This is who are going to take these ideas.
Yeah, we do. We do discuss a lot of amazing ideas here on the show. I was talking about an idea recently for a brunch restaurant that I want to open called Brunch All Day.
Mm-hmm.
It just serves brunch all day. It has like, you know, 12 different kinds of Bloody Marys. And it's always brunch. Right?
Mimosas.
Mimosas, Bloody Marys. And then at all times you can get brunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she hit me up.
Some people
like,
call it a diner.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm like, oh, IHOP?
No, it's not.
No, it's
not.
A little more classy. Like,
okay.
You know,
it's brunch. You
there's
have
fennel
like,
with the eggs. You can get like
you would have like a nice fucking, now at a diner you can get a fucking turkey sandwich, dickhead.
You can't get that here.
You can't brunch get a turkey sandwich on a brunch menu? You can get that.
No, you can do like a specialty club with like a Chipotle mayo at our place.
You don't just be fucking, hold on, don't just be fucking devil's advocate dickheads for the fuck. You know this is a great idea, Chris. In fact, you're going to be the financier for this concept.
Chris.
Okay? Why'd you give it the chef.
Why'd you give it a fancy French name? Like, you can't resist that shit.
Exactly, you love it, dude.
Damn it.
Now you're not just like
I'm already making hollandaise.
Now you're not a Guido with money. You're a financier.
Dude, because a brunch menu has 12 items on it, and you would sort of change it here and there. You would, you know, have
the season
seasonal,
yeah, and you would
local,
simple as that. And it's just delicious brunch food you can get 7 days a week versus just the weekends. Yes,
where's our location? Where's our location?
I'm not trying to commute if I
go to Red Hook. I feel like that's gonna pop off.
Brooklyn,
maybe Brooklyn, but I think
10 years,
Chelsea,
yeah, maybe somewhere lower Manhattan. I don't know, doesn't matter. I'm not going to do it. My sister hit me up though, and she's like, oh, I want to do this idea.
Janice's?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, you're not doing it. You're not just taking my fucking idea. 10%, bitch.
What are you guys, 12? She can just do whatever she wants. You can't trademark that idea.
I bet you I could sue her.
I bet you can't.
If she texts me saying, I'm going to steal your idea, then does it, and I say, I'll let you have it for 10%. And we have text messages, proof that she actually stole my idea.
You didn't trademark it, though, that.
It's not just trademarking it. She's actively stealing my idea.
What if someone does the Pedophighters now?
That's like saying Popeye's going to sue KFC. Like, it's like, who cares? Like,
no.
I want to hear what the money guy has to say.
There's no way. You can't copyright a recipe.
It's not copywriting anything. She's specifically taking my idea, the name for the fucking restaurant. I can prove that.
Wait, what's the name of the restaurant?
Brunch All Day.
But she just called it All Day Brunch.
Not Lewis's?
You can go fuck yourself.
No, I like Lewis's.
She's not creative. That's the problem. My sister won't even change that much of it.
Brunch All Day.
And I told her for 10% of it, I got no problem. I won't sue her.
Yeah.
Wait a second. This is a great idea.
I know it's a fucking great idea, Justin. It's an incredible idea. I also have another idea for a fucking Sloppy Joe cart in New York City in Midtown.
That's a great idea.
Sloppy Joe's and tater tots. That's all they fucking sell.
Can I have a pen and a piece of paper?
You get a good roll.
Nigga, you ain't fucking stealing my idea.
I'm thinking about some ideas for like omelets.
Leave it alone. Don't steal my. Nobody steal my.
It's not for your idea. Just have a pen.
No.
Please.
No.
You have two.
Sick of it. Sick of it.
You know, it's a cool omelet thing you do. You make like an egg white omelet, but you save the yolks and then you poach the yolks on the side and you put them over the omelet. Oh, it's a pretty cool thing to do.
Justin's like an omelet deconstructed.
Hang on.
Is Justin allowed a pen, Lewis?
I love the fact that you guys asked. Give him a pen. That's fine. I'm still not giving him one of my pens, but I want to wield my power.
Those
right
are the shitty pens I don't like. These are the ones I like.
The same exact pen.
No, this is the
Mike.
Better one.
You're the best.
It doesn't.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice roller.
This is a great pen. But this is the one I write the menu with. You were saying it?
No, yeah, you make like an egg white omelet, right? But what you do is you poach the yolks on the side and you put them over the top of it. That's a good way to do that.
I like it. All right, well, you can come up with the menu. Justin could be the fucking kratom dealer in the back.
He's no, it's a kratom omelet. That's the garnish. They're leaves.
I like
Justin's
it.
Just writing dollar signs and stars of David.
Diego security. Any pedophiles come in, he just chokes them to death right in front of everybody. Mm. This is the most hardcore.
Put them down and shoot. They wake up in a ring.
Yeah, yeah. What's this?
Yeah, Zach's downstairs. He's a lever for the pedophile ring there, sir.
The executioner outfit.
Yeah.
That's fucking great.
All right, this is the first thing. I got egg white omelet with poached yolk, kratom garnish, and cherry tomato Bloody Mary.
You have very nice handwriting.
A cherry tomato Bloody Mary does sound delicious, right?
I'll tell you this, a fresh juice Bloody Mary doesn't work.
What do you mean?
Fresh tomato juice, you can't do it. It sucks.
No, so, but maybe we'll just put a little bit of like I'll put a little bit of a chutney in it, so it's like the base of it is the Mary
Bloody
Mary.
We'll fucking figure out the menu later on, okay? This is a great idea, though. I'm down to do it. If you guys will invest in this idea, I'm down to be involved.
I have my grandma $37 to my
grandma just passed away. I got a huge inheritance.
Really?
Congratulations.
Yeah,
is that actually true?
Yeah, I got like $1 million.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Did you really?
Yes.
What?
And you didn't bring him Oxycontin, you fucking cheap Jew bastard.
Why aren't we in Jamaica right now?
I'm lying. I just wanted to see if you got upset by that.
Why would I be upset by that?
Because you always get upset if, like, someone's, like, if, you know, I don't know, I wanted to trigger you. I'm sorry.
You get upset by people being successful? That's not...
It's not successful if I didn't do anything for it.
I wouldn't be upset about that. I'd be literally using you for some of the money. I'd be like, what?
No, I would do something with you.
I know. You'd be investing in the fucking fight, the restaurant.
No, I'd be investing in my favorite company,
which is... What, are you trying to cut me out? Kratom?
Infinite...
Boyswithtoys.com?
Boys with toys. Digital. You know how how pro-gas digital I am.
My favorite website... Dudes in the closet. That'll work. All right, gents. Real quick, let's talk about Infinite CBD, which is one of my favorite sponsors here at the network. Infinite CBD is a great company. If you guys don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It is not a chemical that gets you high. It's not THC. I think there's some confusion sometimes when people talk about CBD. But it is what is widely regarded as a miracle drug. This is safe for children. It's legal in all 50 states. People give it to their pets. If you do a little bit of research on what CBD can help you with, I'll do it for you right now. Ready? What can CBD help you with? Let's see. I'm just Googling this. This is not Infinite CBD's website. This is going to be straight up off of Medical News Today. Random article. CBD oil uses, benefits, everything you need to know about CBD. Let's see right here how CBD works. Let's see benefits. CBD may benefit a person's health in a variety of ways. Natural pain relief and anti-inflammatory properties. Quit smoking and drug withdrawals. A study published for Addictive Behaviors found that smokers who use inhalers containing CBD smoked fewer cigarettes than usual. Epilepsy.
It won't give you AIDS like Kratom gave to Justin.
Exactly. Kratom's killing Justin one day at a time. Yeah. Other neurological symptom disorders, I mean, fighting cancer, anxiety disorders, panic disorders, type 1 diabetes, acne, Alzheimer's disease. I mean, we're talking about a lot, doggy. Go do some research. Maybe you or a family member is dealing with some affliction that natural or other medicines weren't working for.
This anything be, from a disease that you just can't sleep.
Exactly. It really, it can help your sleep. It can help you wake up. It gives you energy.
Skin conditions.
Yeah, a lot of amazing different benefits. So Infinite CBD, they offer an amazing, amazing variety of different products. Everything from gummies you could eat, topical lotions, things you could put in
those
your vape
gummies
pens.
Are my favorite CBD product. Love those them, asteroids. Dude. First of all, they're one of the best gummies I've ever had.
They're just, they're
they
delicious.
Just work great.
They also have the nanotechnology, which is like where the part they have. They're the one of the only companies that do where the particles are so small that you only need a few drops and it's that much more effective.
Exactly.
They're
and they awesome. Have the nano water as well. Yeah. It's great. I love Infinite CBD. They've been so supportive of this company, of this show. Go to infinitecbd.com. That is infinitecbd.com. Check out their products. See what they have. See, maybe this is something that your family member has currently been using. They probably, if I had to guess, are going to offer you a better quality, higher quality, lower cost version of it. So see what they have to offer. And if you use the promo code RAP15, you get 15% off your entire purchase. So you're going to save a little bit more cash. Use that promo code RAP15. CBD is a great, great product. I've used it throughout my entire fight training camp. I was using topical
freezing
CBD.
Point, right?
Yeah, freezing point.
It's great.
It really helped out so much. I know Zach, you're using the gummies all the time.
Yeah, that dude, that apple pie gummy.
Oh my God.
That's the so best good. Tasting
is,
candy. Why don't they just
how
sell
fat
that?
Me and Lewis, we each had one in the car and we looked at each other and we both went, oh shit, we got to start. We're going to eat the whole box.
It was crazy. They're so tasty. So yeah, once again, that's infinitecbd.com. Use the promo code RAP15. Save 15%. All right, where were we? All right, what happened here? Harrington was very excited to tell me the biggest news story in the world right now. What was this? Let's guess the news.
It's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
Okay. Good job. Good cutting that. Good job cutting that early, Shannon.
I hit the wrong button.
It's okay. What's going on here, Harrington? You said there's a big story that I should know about.
Yeah, I mean, this was pretty much all I saw on social media over the weekend. It was this, I believe it was at the Right to Life rally at some Catholic high school. And it's
in yeah, Washington, D.C.
It's in, okay. And it's this smarmy prick just staring at
God, I want to fucking
guy.
Punch this kid so bad.
Let's see. I'm so confused. So what's happening? Is he placing a spell on him right now? The amount of disrespect is there.
Dude,
so when does his dog come back to life to haunt him?
So, okay, so what's going on? So there's a rally, Right to Life rally, and then there's...
Well, apparently somebody gave permits to the Indigenous March and the March for Life on the same fucking day in Washington, D.C.
What's the March for Life?
The March for Life is a pro-life rally that they hold every year. They've held it for 26 years.
Okay, pro-life rally, which... It's weird. It's weird to see young people...
Young Martin. Dudes. It's like, are you not trying to get pussy it's at so all?
Crazy. It's
like,
weird. It's just bizarre. I don't yeah. really... As a young person, I was very much like, you know, pro-choice. It was just sort of like...
Hell yeah.
As an, you know, an adult...
Literally bought a shop vac, you know?
Well... I have a kid now, mm-hmm. and it's like it's a different thing to me now. You know,
oh, I mean, really? they had to hide all the pillows in the house for the first 6 months, but after that, now you like them, right?
No, I think that... you know, I think that life starts much earlier than I used to think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, you know, once you see your baby's heartbeat inside of its mother's womb at 6 weeks, you know, this is like a, you know,
no, I get that.
That is a real thing. Like, you can't deny that heartbeat. I know that it couldn't live and it's just a little fucking peanut
sure.
and that's that, but it is a heartbeat and it's mm-hmm. real and it's, you know, that became very real for me. I would consider myself pro-choice.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely look at it very differently. Like when you hear about like third term abortions, you know, I can no longer jerk off to the thought
sure.
of that. That used to be my go-to was just late term abortions.
You used to listen on loop to the sounds of the little necks cracking?
Yeah, it was great. but no more.
Sounds
no more.
A lot like a cracking into a shrimp, you know?
I can't come to it anymore. Now I'll just use it as like a maintenance jerk.
To keep you from between videos?
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's
like a sorbet in between courses.
There you go. Hey, look at that. Yeah, write it down.
But
well, I'm gonna edit, yeah.
Yeah, I think
it's more like shrimp cocktail, technically.
True.
When you see these young guys, it's almost like, I mean, they're wearing like the Make America Great hats and the Trump shirts. It almost feels like they're trolling. Like they don't really care about the issue.
They don't know. They were forced to be there. They were from a Catholic school. They were busted. They basically
very prestigious, expensive Catholic school. That's basically like as close to a whites only school as that exists.
Wait, those kids?
Those kids? Yeah, yeah. It's like
so they were from
crazy.
A school, so they don't even really give a shit, and they just
yeah. That's how they got to go to Washington D.C. instead of class. On Friday, yeah. Probably.
It's a lot of these kids that they're so separated from any kind of everything's so easy that it's like they don't to make it's easy to make fun of everyone for having emotions or caring about anything. So it's like, we're fucking tough as shit. We don't care. It's like, no, you don't have anything to care about.
Yeah. They're like in an Illuminati bubble.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I'd want to line them all up and just beat the fuck out of those kids.
But I just don't understand like the what is the end result there? You're staring down an American in here. Like, I don't even understand. Like, I can't.
I mean, I think that dude was like almost like a counter. It's a weird thing, right? Because like those kids were just at this thing and they were just like fucking with the dude who was kind of there to fuck with them. I mean, they shouldn't have done it. And that kid looked like a little prick who deserved to get smacked in his face.
Yeah, I'm sort of not understanding like what happened there. Why was the American Indian guy there?
I'm confused.
Because the indigenous march wasn't there where that was, but it was scheduled for the same day. They were both permitted on the same day.
What is the indigenous march?
It's a bunch of dude's drum. I'm imagining it's a giant drum circle.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun as shit.
People probably eating peyote parts. And shit. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, doggy.
Sounds way better than a non-abortion rally.
But it's just sort of like a... So just two sort of... But they're not even like against each other. They're not anti... Are they anti...
Right. They're not necessarily in the same... same side... Or opposite sides of the fence because they're not really arguing the same issues.
Yeah.
But to stand in front of someone while they're doing that and like kind of smile and smirk at them as like...
I think it was just
fuck
a,
you.
I think it was just a smarmy kid like being, being like a prick.
Just being a fucking cunty kid.
In front of his friends, yeah.
Social... Can I tell you like the whole social media like social media has made it impossible... For just adults to discipline kids in general. Like, remember, there was a guy in France. He got some kid was like fucking around in front of a bus, that moving bus, and the driver was like, "Dude, what the fuck are you doing?" And like smack, and the kid was talking shit, and he smacked him.
Damn.
And then he got fired. Remember, we should watch that video. And then the guy got fired. It's like,
you can't assault people. I mean, look, the reality is, no matter what, even that kid, he's a fucking prick, right?
But back when we were growing up, you get fucking smacked.
Yeah, but that guy who smacked that kid should also probably be arrested because somebody who's willing to go and smack a kid for being a smarmy cunt is probably violent in other ways as well.
There is a fine line between the old school way of dealing with kids going out of line, but also it's like,
We are way too far on the other side.
I don't give a shit. Like, if this kid got his ass kicked, I'd laugh. He's obviously a cunty kid.
He should get his ass kicked when he gets back to town by somebody on a fucking basketball team or something. You know what I mean?
And I'm sure he will, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I'm sure,
at some point, that kid's going to get the shit kicked out.
Yeah, that kid's going to get his fucking teeth knocked out. So, to be honest with you, probably by some fucking kids in the hood because this went viral. He's going to be walking around the wrong block.
Oh, definitely
one day,
now.
And now somebody's going to throw a bottle at him.
Well, that's like the weird thing is like you got like adults saying that they're 15 year old kids.
Yeah, they're kids. They're idiot kids. People do stupid things. They're being real life trolls, and troll culture is sort of, it's moving away from just being online, and people are sort of once it bleeds into real life, all that kid was is a fucking a frog face fucking profile picture, and he's being a cunt, but he's doing it in real life now, and we're sort of shifting to a time now where it's moving off of the internet and it's moving into real life.
Yeah,
no, that kid probably would have been a prick no matter what, even without internet culture. 16-year-old kids that went to all boys schools are fucking pricks.
Yeah, for the most part, kids who grew up somewhat privileged, but I also know a lot of kids who grew up really privileged that are really sweet kids who are very well adjusted. It's not even about your privilege; it's about who the fuck raised you and how your parents are, and like it's like it's just sort of how it's like late, I think my kid's definitely much more privileged than privileged than I was, but a lot more privileged than most. My kid's very sweet though. He's a very loving kid. He doesn't like, he's very sharing. It's because
well,
we
there's
teach
a
him
balance. Yeah, you're not just giving him privilege, also giving him affection and teaching him things.
Right,
I think it's a lot of these kids that only have the privilege and are not taught how to be empathetic, or just given things and raised by nannies or something, who aren't the most invested in the well-being or the growth of an adult. It's just, I'm here for these couple years as these kids. I got to make sure their room is clean. But I don't care about this person turning into a well-adjusted adult.
Right. Yeah. I agree. but yeah, I mean, fuck that kid, I guess. It wasn't as big. That's the biggest news story of the weekend, Harrington.
It definitely was. It's like weird.
Why is that even a story?
An image.
I think it's like such a clear kind of like...
look at this culture
intersection
of where we're at,
where it's like a kid being rude to a Native American Vietnam vet. It's like, oh man, this
But we're
sucks.
Also just, and yes, I agree. I completely agree. Mm-hmm. But I also think we have too much of that in general. Like, I say this all the time. Like, we have way too many people that are willing, like, to say fuck you to the president, right? Like, that's just, I grew up at a time when if I just met the president, I would just address him as Mr. President. I would be respectful and cordial and just sort of like, that's the way. Mm-hmm. And now we have this, and don't get me wrong, like, you know, he's a fucking lunatic who's on Twitter writing crazy shit as well. Mm-hmm. But it's just, we're in this time now where all of that is lost. You have other politicians cursing out other politicians on Twitter, which is just a bizarre, like, what are we doing?
It's
you're acting
changed.
Like fucking children. It's fucking nuts. There's sort of like rules of engagement, and the way that people in politics and the way that adults were supposed to act are, they're very different today than it was when I was a kid.
Sure.
You know, I guess I don't really understand why that was the biggest news of the weekend, but, you know, I guess, you know,
like,
it's
every once in a while, like, an image will do that, though. Like, the whole plastic straw ban thing, that is all that one video of the turtle.
The turtle, yeah, yeah.
But that's been happening forever. Oh, the but it's just that nose. Somebody found one video of it.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Lewis the turtle.
I've been so anti-straw before that video. I take, fuck it. How are you not when you're vegan? So weird.
Yeah, you know, I'm not perfect. I didn't say I was perfect. I'm just better than you.
Well, I'm not going
to date you. Well, let me tell you something, and I'll say this very clearly.
I know.
If you give me a paper straw, I will never come back to your establishment.
Dude, they're not bad.
They fall apart in my mouth. It's awful. It's fucking awful.
No, the waxed ones.
Look at this. Good.
Did you make them out of wax?
Oh, Jesus.
Look terrible. At this turtle. Oh, look. Doing too much blow.
Mm-hmm. There's turtle parties.
It's a tiny turtle 50.
I saw this documentary called Addicted to Plastic.
Oh, God.
I'm joking. Stop it. I got a few more menu options, by the way.
We're giving you other menu options. Brunch all day. Because we got to do this for my sister.
Well, this is now. I got the BLT, but it's brioche bun, spinach, and iceberg lettuce with spiced cinnamon bacon, and it's with a fresh grapefruit mimosa.
Spiced cinnamon bacon. You know, let me ask you a question. For each meal, do we give them a specific drink that's matched? They could obviously mix it
I'm
up.
I'm pairing.
But we always pair a drink, either a Bloody Mary or a mimosa, with the dish.
Wait a minute. You think you didn't ask that as a question. You said it as a statement, right?
I said it as a statement.
Right. Don't Please? Go up at the end. I want you to say definitively.
That's a great idea.
Is that my place when I was cooking?
Is what it too popular?
I'll tell you what you do. You do.
You're very low. Chris, speak louder. Project a little bit.
All right. You pickle the tomato. I have a good pickle tomato recipe. I'm telling you.
I didn't even think I'd get to the tomato part.
You got to make the mayo from scratch.
Fresh mayo.
And I used to toast the bread with garlic, parsley, butter. And you smoke Gouda because you get the extra smokiness.
Whoa. Fresh mayo. What was a pickled tomato?
Yeah, I got a good pickled tomato recipe.
What do we do about a steak and egg? Because we need, obviously, a steak and egg, but how do we do that?
I say we do like a hanger steak. Like, you know how when you get a moules frites at like a French restaurant?
Yeah.
There's that fucking, or the steak au pois. Ooh, a fucking steak au pois.
With eggs? That could be good.
Can you pull that
with
off?
The cream sauce? Yeah, you could do that.
Oh, my God.
That would be good.
Steak.
You know what I like? Fuck this, dude.
How do you say pois?
Steak and egg, fucking, what do they call it? With the
fritters.
Cheese steak?
Burrito?
No,
griddle.
No.
Griddle.
Chalupa?
No. You know, with the fucking English muffin and the hollandaise.
Oh.
Benedict?
Steak and egg Benedict. We combine.
Whoa.
Nigga. We combine.
By the way, not that far off from McGriddle.
Steak and egg. A steak au pois and egg. Hang on. Steak and egg.
Shut up.
Steak Shannon. And egg. Benedict.
Is that not a great idea?
It is.
Good.
Is that not a great idea? Because I love steak and eggs. You know what I do? Because I usually ask for a side of hollandaise sauce with my steak.
Well, the lemon will cut some of that fat. You know what I mean? You want a little acid when you're putting all that fat.
Sure.
Especially
I don't know anything about that. I'm letting you know, steak and egg Benedict is a great idea.
Steak au pois, but it's a steak au pois.
You can just do two different things, Justin.
Yeah. You don't have to do, you can do a steak au pois. That's separate, doggy.
We're doing another steak and egg thing.
You got to move that steak, you know?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I think the steak Benedict is the way to fucking go.
What's the little twist on that?
Cum. No, it's filled with cum.
It's just a steak and eggs Benedict.
And what's the drink? What's the paired drink on that?
I'm a Bloody Mary guy.
We have different types
of
Bloody
Marys. I'd say peels, maybe. Nice peels.
Nice peels. You guys are the worst. Fucking shills. Everybody in this studio, you guys all make me sick. Real quick, let's get some plugs out of the way. Shannon just held up a little plug sign. Justin, what do you got to plug, my friend?
Yes, everybody. Well, I am on the fastest rising show on the Gas Digital Network called No Disrespect with my co-host, Mike Vecchione, and fantastic guests that we bring in every week. I also, myself and Mikey Harrington, have Anxiety Attack, the third Thursday of every month. If you go to IamJustinSilver.com, yeah, we've got unbelievable lineups. Chris just did it. Lewis has done it. If you go to IamJustinSilver.com, you'll always see the dates for that, and use the promo code AA. You will get half off your tickets. And then I'm at Uncle Vinny's from the 23rd to the 26th in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Aren't we doing Uncle Vinny's
then
in
you and I
March?
Then I'm opening for you in March. Yeah, then we're doing it. On all social media, it's I Am Justin Silver, and then it's IamJustinSilver.com. And I just started Neurotica up, my the search for good sex, inner peace, and the perfect hand sanitizer. It's like a sex and anxiety podcast. I just started that one up again. So yeah, check all that shit out.
Diego.
Hey, follow me Twitter and Instagram, this Diego Lopez. I also have a podcast with my best friend and roommate Mike Cabrusi called The Little Time Podcast. Okay, that's it. That's all I have.
What's up, Chris?
High Study Radio every Thursday at 8 here on Gas Digital, Tuesdays on iTunes, and me and Zach will be at Capital Wrestling on February 2nd.
Yep.
There you go.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny, and please be sure to check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Comics sitting down and watching horror movies.
Very fun.
Yeah, guys, February 2nd, I'll be at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. Check that out. Me and Justin will be out in Uncle Vinny's Point Pleasant, New Jersey in March. A lot of stuff happening in the world of the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. The special hopefully will be launching April 1st, as long as there's no delays on editing or anything. But I'm very excited for you guys to see that. Make sure you guys follow me on all social media, Gomez Comedy on Instagram, Luis J. Gomez on Twitter. Subscribe to the podcasts, all three of them. I got Believe You Me with Michael Bisping, Legion of Skanks with Big J and Dave Smith, and obviously the Real Ass Podcast here on the Gas Digital Network. If you guys love the show, over 350 episodes available on demand whenever you want them. You know that you can listen to the latest 15 on iTunes and YouTube. You know you can watch all the shows stream for free at GasDigitalNetwork.com. But if you guys subscribe and become a premium member, you get every episode we've ever done 5 days before they go to iTunes or anywhere else. Ad-free episodes, uncensored episodes, bonus content, live chat, and more, guys. Use the promo code RAP. Get yourself a 14-day free trial to see if you enjoy the Gas Digital Premium service. Not only access to this show, but access to every show on the network. Plus, you get a discount with that promo code. Yeah, do it. Do it now. Okay. Thanks.
Andrew from Smoked Honey just texted me. He said to take the Kratom. It's great.
Oh, yeah? I love Andrew.
I know.
I wore the Smoked Honey hat to the fights the other day, and I was happy.
Oh, how was that?
Really fun.
Fun, cool.
You're really fun. A little bit disappointed in the endings.
Sure.
You know, DQ and then what I considered an early stoppage.
I agreed.
But, you know, what are you going to do? You got to let these guys fight sometimes. Just like give him a chance. It's not like he was out. You know, he got hit, you know.
Did you go with Bisping?
No, he was working. He was working at the ESPN desk. Me and Soder went third row seats.
Oh, it's so fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't be up high in a fight. It's just like you have to be close.
Lower bowl isn't bad.
You gotta be.
It's not.
Right. In Barclays, especially. I went to that first one they had. We were.
I can't.
I got hammered.
Did you really?
Dog, I got so drunk. I don't even know what happened. I was drunk and I was like, all right, let me stop drinking. I'll just have a couple beers now, just like cool off. A
couple Bud Lights sober up.
Were you
drinking whiskey?
Yeah, brought me over the edge.
$19 a shot. I couldn't
find a cab. I'm like walking around in the rain, the freezing cold. Couldn't get a cab. Took the train home. Fell asleep on the train. Just a real sloppy mess.
Wow.
You really were just Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, once I started doing a press for fights and I got to sit at press row, I'm like, I can never go back to just sitting.
Yeah, but press row sucks because you can't cheer.
No, I can't cheer. Yeah, you can't cheer.
You're not allowed to cheer. You can't do anything. You can't. You got to like sit there.
That's kind of how I watch fights anyway, though.
Yeah, not me, dude. I'm like, I you know, I started a fuck 'em up chant.
Mm.
I started.
Yeah, you're almost like a pro wrestling fan.
Yeah, I'm like, you're hardcore. Yeah, yeah. You're hardcore. When you got that awesome. DQ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what the best is when you're out of fight?
This guy's gay. I'll never get a real job.
The best thing is when you're at a fight and a fight breaks out at a fight.
Dude.
That's I start commentating that one.
That's the best.
When I did the fights at Atlantic City, I counted there was 14 fights in the stands.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
There's 14 fights within the stands.
In one?
At the UFC at Atlantic City.
It was nuts.
Yeah, New Jersey, City, Philly, like if you come up here, there were always going to be idiots. People have
anytime
a couple
I've gone to see boxing at Barclays Center, there's a fight in the stadium.
At Barclays?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised at that.
UFC, I don't think it's happened, but I think every time I've been through like three boxing events and there's a fight in the stadium.
I've watched a couple of brutal fights at UFC events like in the stands that were actually really fucking crazy. People just, you get beer balls.
They get caught up in it.
Yeah.
I should be in there.
Well, there's also like a lot of guys who like half train. You know what I mean? When I went to the UFC in Utica, and there were so many people wearing shirts from gyms.
Yeah, you see their shitty ears. And the reality is, the guys who train even a little bit can beat the shit out of the average guy. Like, you start to understand a little bit of about fighting. So it is sort of a weird fucking environment. But look, I like to go as a fan. I don't like to go as, and I went through that process. I met with, when UFC first got a Fox deal, I met with Fox. I came in with a fucking suit. My management at the time fucking came in and trying to get me a job as like a, you know, they're going to start testing me out on stuff and trying, and that world,
and they were like, sir, the courthouse is down the block.
But there was no part of, like, I didn't want to be a part of that world at all.
The corporate world, or
just the
being in fight business but not a fan, being like kind of being
I'm not like, I like doing the podcast with Bisman because we talk shit, we're just guys who like talk shit, and like I talk about it from a fan perspective. But to make my existence being reporting on other dudes' successes and admiring the successes of other men with a tie and go like, well, this guy is excellent for this reason. Let me explain to you guys why. Like,
I have the same fucking thing. There's just something
I'm like, what are you, like, that's, that might, it's not even that I'm above doing, I'm saying, how would that ever be a goal of mine?
Interesting.
How would that ever be an, like,
the guy watching the guy?
I'm like,
I watched the guy really good.
Let me show you how good I watched the guy. I'm going to tell you with my words how well I watched this guy be the man.
Oh, it's like, you should fight Max Kellerman.
It's like someone being a manager. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, why are you like, oh, you can't be the thing? You have to be the thing. Like,
it's a weird thing, and it is my
fight him, Zach.
It's a weird insecurity in a way, right? Like, my own.
I'd rather be the guy with brain damage at 40 than the guy who makes the same amount of money and doesn't have to do anything.
I get what Louis is saying. It's the same. It's that insecurity of being like, you don't like, there's a spotlight there, and you're commenting on the guy in the spotlight. You want to be like, no, I want to be in the spotlight.
So it never excited me. Like, when I interview fighters, it's like, I've done good interviews. I interview people, I think, pretty well. But the reality is, as they're talking, I'm thinking about how it relates to my experiences in life. So it's like, I can, instead of pulling back and pulling the thread more, I'm going, well, let me explain to you how. Take a knee, young man. Take a knee, world champion fighter. Mm-hmm. Let me explain to you how life works with the eyes of a New York comedian that's failing.
Right. I guess the way I see
it doesn't work.
The things I enjoy about it is, like, I like spreading martial arts, and I want to educate people on it. So it's like, yes, it is this person's spotlight, but it's like, if I can help other people that might not A, understand it fully, or B, have no idea what it is, it's like, that's kind of cool in my eyes.
But that's different. You're a trainer. You're someone who, you're working in that environment. You're not a guy who like does it. Like, I understand. Like, I can't stand guys like, oh, I've never fought before, I've never played basketball, and I'm just sitting here commenting on it.
Right. That's fucking weird.
You participate in the sport.
Yeah. I'm also saying, I'm not like even knocking guys who do that for a living.
No,
I'm just saying,
Yeah.
Is that the end result? Like, I'm hoping that that's not the whole big goal here.
You're saying it's not you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think I would treat it in the same way as, like, let's say you get like a small role in a sitcom, like as a stand up, that's going to give people your name, and they're going to be might go see your stand up because they've seen you do this one thing. Even though it's not the same thing. Commentating on fighters or interviewing fighters is not the same as doing a comedy sitcom or anything like that. But it's the idea of just a way for people to see you.
Yeah,
that
it's
might
exposure,
not have.
It's money, it's a paycheck, it's means to an end. I'm just saying it doesn't get me excited.
He's saying the goal of being a guy on the periphery doesn't get him excited. As opposed to it being a bridge to other things that lead to his to his own success and what he wants to do.
All I'm saying is, someone give me a job. No.
Diego's ready for that life.
Yeah.
Pull up this video for a second. Shannon showed me this one. This was kind of a sad story that happened over the weekend.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, there was a...
Turns out that Indian guy got a straw stuck up his nose and died.
He got fired from the cigar store he stood outside of.
This
that's how lazy they are. They all just started as bouncers, and they just replaced themselves with mannequins.
All right, gents, let's talk about Heshy socks for a second. I love Heshy socks. They're the most comfortable, kick-ass fashion socks for work or play. Look, if you want to go and have a nice pair of dress socks, most of the time they're thin, they feel shitty, they make your feet feel crappy.
They smell.
Yeah, they smell, okay? They don't have cool styles, they don't have cool things. You got to go to some sort of special sock fucking shop like an asshole.
What are you, like Sockland?
What are you, a dickhead?
What are you, a loser?
You're a fucking
what are you,
sock.
Buy something from an African man?
Where'd you get some small condoms and some small socks, you loser?
Go fuck yourself, idiot. Heshy socks, they are cushioned in the footbed, the heel, and the toe for maximum comfort. They have arch support in the center of the foot. They're made with high-end Pima cotton. Pima is super soft. It is cotton that is highly breathable and absorbent, so if your feet sweat, boom, you don't got to worry about it. It is also antimicrobial. That means they're not going to smell.
Yeah,
when you take your shoes off, you know, sometimes you go to a place, a chick's place, you take your shoes off, you're like, fuck, dude, am I going to be a little stinky?
I go, you know,
forget
I
all that. Sometimes you're too lazy to do laundry. You're like, oh,
I'll wear my Heshy. You don't even have to wash your Heshy socks, to be honest. You just wear them over and over again until they fall off your feet.
I wear them over my shoes.
I wear them as a condom. You can actually use your Heshy socks.
Sometimes I pick up dog poop with them and then I put them on. They don't smell.
Here's the deal.
Just like that squish
feeling. I keep my lunch in them.
Go to HeshySocks.com. That is HeshySocks.com. Check out their amazing style. Super comfortable. They're really, really a great, great brand. We love them so much. And if you use the promo code REAL30, REAL30, you're going to get 30% off your entire order. Amazing, amazing socks. I love them. I'm wearing them right now. I'm not fucking around, okay? Go to HeshySocks.com. That is HeshySocks.com. Use that promo code REAL30, and let's get back into it. This is a video of a couple being arrested. Where is this, Shannon? Give me some background on this.
Hold on one sec. Out Tallahassee.
Tallahassee, Florida.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to skip through a little because there's a lot of like commentary from the people taking the video.
That's okay. What are they saying?
Oh, Jesus.
No, it's another lady in the... Oh, it's a baby in that car. Oh, my God. It's a baby in the car.
It's two adults getting arrested.
They got guns out.
Dude, who's filming this?
Look, it's a baby in that car. It's a little girl.
Wait, are the cops going to just leave and not...
Look at this. Look at this little toddler.
Oh, no.
Getting out of the car, this little toddler out of a pickup truck. Now, this baby can't be older than three. Can't be older than three.
Yes.
She's getting onto a busy highway, which is fucking nuts.
Oh my God.
She may cross the road?
No. She trying to get out, but she can't because she little.
Oh, God. She got her hands in the air.
Oh, my God. Look at them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Pick her up. What are you guys doing?
Go get her.
At the baby.
They shoot her.
Is her hitting her with a stick? Come on. Pick her. What the fuck is happening?
The baby's the ringleader. You don't know the story.
Wait, why?
That's Marlon Wayans.
Guys, it's not a baby. It's a midget.
They still holding the gun at the baby.
No.
We talked about that midget crime gang on High Society last week.
Aw, that little babe.
This is heartbreaking, dude.
So she get the baby.
The cop just spears her.
Wow, that baby, oh my gosh, she's so small.
It's a baby, what are you...
Yeah. Comes out of the car with her hands up
Damn,
in the air.
Dude,
that's crazy.
Sucks.
Are we listening to this because it's Martin Luther King Day and we're learning Ebonics? Is that
no, we're trying to... We're watching white people commit crimes in celebration of Martin
Luther
King.
Thank you.
What did the parents do?
Probably meth. I always assume meth when I see white people getting arrested.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, why have that many fucking guns drawn on a car if it's drugs?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be some sort of violent fucking crazy shit. There's a gun.
That's not true, though.
I mean, that many guns for what?
Suspected shoplifters.
No.
Oh, my God.
What?
Arrested on theft charges.
Suspected shoplifters.
Shan, do you know where it was?
Where were they shoplifting?
Tallahassee, Florida.
It was shoplifting a bank. Shoplifting.
The baby. They stole that baby.
They stole a baby at Babies R Us?
Yeah.
Isn't that where you got James?
It says they were told that they might be armed, but they only found a pellet gun in the car.
Yeah, but
that's a lot. That was a lot.
It seems like overkill, I'd say.
I mean, that many fucking people with guns pointed at a car and a little fucking 3-year-old girl's walking.
My brothers drive around in their car with like unregistered fucking weapons. Like, we're Jewish. Who cares? While they're speeding without a seatbelt.
Well, Justin's a rat. Everyone go get the Silver
Jesus,
Brothers.
Right?
They're out there in Florida causing.
Dropping full names and
a
shit.
A lot of pain. A lot of pain in the world.
There's also a 1-year-old in the car as well.
Shit. Yeah, that's sad. I was gonna shoplift the other day.
That makes me more pro-choice.
We were getting brownies, and I forgot my wallet at home. getting like to make my son brownies. And I was like, I was gonna fucking shoplift this. And Kim started freaking out. She's like, no, you can't.
That, dude, that's like an okay.
I was gonna fucking put it right in my thing. I didn't give a shit.
You could even go back the next day and
there was no. It's
cares.
A weird thing because I would get nervous when I was younger when I didn't have money to pay for stuff and I would shoplift. I would get nervous, but now that I have money, I almost feel like I would throw the money in there.
Yeah, it's
the
like
fuck
I'm
out of my face. I'll pay for
this.
It when I want to pay for it, bitch.
Yeah, it's like
mine.
You
what?
Even come back.
Cut
later.
To Lewis bawling. I wanted to make brownies for my baby boy.
He's being hosed down naked. De-lousing powder. Like, what? This is too much.
Fresh fish. I just wanted to make James. Thank you for my life I didn't have.
We're gonna make some brownies fish. Tonight.
Just snot all over.
I'm sorry.
You guys have big razors. I don't want this shit to grow out.
Doggy, I'm telling you, we talked about this. You can fucking.
Did Kim also not have her wallet?
No, she didn't bring her wallet. I was supposed
God,
to just go.
You guys are so Latin.
But no, I had $6 on me in cash.
You just had a bunch
pocket.
Of machetes
How
and
much was the
plantains.
Stuff?
It ended up being $6.85. I had six, and we had change together. So it was the brownie mix plus the brownie.
Wait, did you have to sit there and like count, like put change?
Did
the
you
hat?
Look at James and go, sliding. This is what it was like when I was a kid?
No, James wasn't there yet. His mom was dropping him off later.
His white mom was dropping him off in a Bentley to his father.
Yeah.
You should be able to Venmo stores.
Yeah, I agree. This is another. I was thinking of another scam. We won't do a scam that Jew today, but I was thinking of this scam the other day because this is sort of a scam that it's over time you will actually make money on this scam.
Oh, I've got one though,
but it doesn't work. I want to hear yours. Fuck it, scam that Jew, internal edition. Let's go.
I'm a very desperate man, and I live with my mother.
Scam that Jew.
So
there's a ton of businesses.
Let me do mine first.
Oh, mine's an easy one.
Okay, go.
There's a ton of businesses giving stuff to furloughed workers. They're not checking.
What's the word? What's that word mean?
The laid off workers from the government shutdown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I knew that.
And they're not checking. Just go get some free shit. That's it. Quick one.
What do you mean?
Like stores are being like, yeah, we'll give you a sandwich for lunch.
They're doing a big event at the Barclays.
Yeah, but they're not checking.
Yeah.
Just go and say you're furloughed. Yeah, the government shutdown. I'm a bus driver. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just go get a sandwich.
I'm supposed to, yeah. Just go get
that
some
line
free.
That line's pretty long for a free sandwich.
Look up the furloughed workers deals. Anything that I could find in New York right now. What could I get today?
Maybe a laptop.
I doubt they're going to give anybody a laptop.
Anything
I feel
cool.
Like we could do the inverse where we go to places that there would be government workers there and we could just take whatever
take
they would
things.
Be protecting.
Yes.
Oh, just rob government buildings?
Yeah. I want stamps. I want Beats headphones.
You're
and
thinking
some
too
fucking
small.
Stamps.
Timberlands.
What else? Fucking.
No, now they're forever stamps.
Gonna go fucking chop a tree down in a park? I don't know. What am I gonna take from the
government?
Well,
there's like national parks don't have people.
They have staplers?
What does the government even own?
No, but national parks don't have
desk
people
equipment?
At the boots check.
What a big
have?
Question.
I'm thinking of like those old like metal but greenish desks. With
I'm
the,
just,
from,
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Those.
They're really
those.
Big and blunky.
Yeah, that's
blocky.
Not really convenient.
It's not convenient.
You know?
No, but you can go to like a national park for free. It's usually like $30.
You can take the Constitution.
There's nobody there.
Oh, let's take James to the park.
We can steal experiences.
Mm. Steal experiences.
Cultural experiences.
Let's swim to the Statue of Liberty.
All of it sucks.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's why that we don't need them.
Is there any sporting equipment that the government has?
Yeah.
Probably. The Olympic teams have things, right?
Now's
I don't
probably
know
the
counts.
Time to take drugs on a plane.
Yeah, it's true.
Why?
Less TSA agents.
Are TSA agents government employees?
Ooh, I
guess
yeah.
Private.
Oh, I have growth hormone in Florida.
Growth hormone. Let's do it.
Mix them together.
One of the benefits is comedy shows for a year for $1 at Stand Up New York.
What'd you just shows for a year for $1 at Stand Up New York?
Oh fuck, that's so goddamn
that's
funny.
That's their regular pricing. I thought.
Yeah. That's actually more expensive than your.
You know how many people are gonna bring in?
What a scam!
One.
What a scam! Because all they're doing is they're going.
I love
Stand
Up New York.
I love Stand Up New York too. But it's a fucking. It's, this
I love
is,
him,
this
but John's
perfect,
a piece of shit for that.
Perfect scam because they're going, yeah, guys, we'll give you. They sell tickets.
Yeah.
They give away tickets to these street team guys and go sell for nothing, and then they give those guys kickbacks. So they're pretending like they're giving away something for free when the reality is they're still a $22 fucking minimum.
Yeah.
It means
two
nothing.
Drinks. No, it's very funny. It's very, very
it's
funny.
Just,
it's very smart. I appreciate
that. Yeah, I have no problem with it. Scam That Jew. Good for you, Senate New York, for being a part of Scam That Jew. This is a good scam. Okay. This takes time in order to really make some money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the time, if you go to 7-Eleven, especially in like more of a ghetto area, it could be anything. That doesn't have to be a 7-Eleven. It could be any store. You have to sort of be constantly aware. You have to change the way that you look at the world. And you have to be prepared to scam at any given moment. Okay.
So always carry a mask and a gun.
No. What you do is when you go to pay for something at 7-Eleven, okay, you put your card in the thing. I'd say one out of eight times, the person walks away and stops paying attention and goes over to the next person. Before it beeps and the charge goes through, just pull it out. Just walk out. They will come over. The worst case scenario is they go, oh, sir, your card didn't go through.
Oh, yeah,
and it looks like you just pulled it out by accident. Mm-hmm. Okay. The best case scenario is most of the time you just walk out and you don't pay for those things. It's a nearly impossible to get caught for a scam. Now, it's only going to work. You're only going to save a few dollars here and there. But if you just be aware of that every time the person stops paying attention, walks away, you can yank it real quick and then walk out.
It works until that guy says, hey, sir, you fucked this up, because you can't really do it again after that.
You can do it again after that. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you?
Different place.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be a different place, different place. He deals with 1,000 transactions a day. That exact thing. The reason I know most of my scams come from, I do that by accident, and it happens in real life. So this has happened. I'm sure this happens 10 times a day at 7-Eleven. Somebody pulls out the card before it's ready to, before it actually processes.
And those workers don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck, right? Who gives a shit? Same thing with every time I take a cab, a yellow cab now, I'm so used to taking Ubers and Lyfts that I just get out and I don't pay. I just like, I walk out and then, now, a lot of, you see, one out of 10 times the driver will be very passive and not, like, I'm not even going to say anything. They just drive off. Most of the time they go, sir, you got to pay. But that's not
then
even a
real
scam.
Then you go back and pay, or you just walk away?
Of course. You always go back and pay. But the reality is, I'm just saying where it kind of comes from. Like, it was a genuine mistake. I get out of a cab because I'm so used to just getting out.
Oh, you're not intentionally doing this?
No, most of the time. But now
you're bringing to the table from a mistake.
From a mistake,
you're
exactly.
Saying, okay,
I have a scam.
So what is your scam?
It doesn't. You can finish. I'm not.
No, but that's really the whole scam right there. So over time, if you just do this, if you're really aware of it, every time you're at a place where you have to put your card in and the young employee, the 20-year-old employee that doesn't give a fuck, walks away or stops paying attention, just be aware of it. And I would say you could probably save, you know, 20, 40 bucks a week pretty easily just on stealing merchandise from 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
How much you're spending 40 bucks a week at 7-Eleven?
I spend a lot at 7-Eleven.
Really?
His diet's heavy on 7-Eleven. No, the thing I have and I've noticed, and again, this is the kind of same thing where it was a mistake, but it's mostly things I've noticed, is a lot of coffee shops specifically are card only now, especially in like Greenpoint, Williamsburg.
It's infuriating.
It's infuriating, and I really don't like it. No, that's actually another. Well, what I do is I've done. I didn't know it was card only.
Guys, well, I'm hearing an echo. On Diego.
I'm so sorry. Here I am. Okay, that's what I think it's called.
We're good now. That was weird.
The woman in front of me, and this is why I noticed it, a woman in front of me ordered a latte. They gave it to her, and they're like, oh, blah, 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 this many dollars. And she only had cash. And like, oh, we're card only. She goes, oh, I only have cash. And they're like, just take it.
Right.
So you gotta take sometimes what they'll do is they'll put it on their card. And then take your cash.
All right. Well,
but
the sip that Justin brought in the light was very interesting.
Take the sip first. Because then you're like, well, what are you going to throw it out now?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Of course.
I like the rim.
Yeah.
No, I
pull my dick out and I just dip my balls into it.
Sir.
That's going to burn, though.
I've said this before. I think
it's the only way I feel anything anymore.
Those restaurants are a scam the owner.
Yeah.
Because you always tip more with those card things than than the change you give from like the change of a coffee. And what they do is they pay you minimum wage no matter what, and they take the tips out before they get to minimum wage. The only way they make more than minimum wage is they're making more than that per hour in tips.
So they're fucking over the employee.
No, they're just fucking you over and making you pay more for your coffee.
I hate being
paying the employee the same amount they were going to pay him.
Whenever you know what I notice, whenever I pay for a cab in cash, I always end up paying more because I tip the guy. Because like how much? Like if you just let's say you always want to hit the percentage or you want to give a certain amount.
You don't
I'm like, fuck,
back.
How much cash do I have? Yeah. I always end up tipping more. So that and I hate tipping cab drivers.
Yeah, drives me.
I'll tip Uber drivers. I hate tipping yellow cab drivers. I want to give them the minimum. I'm like,
is there pricks?
You've been on your fucking phone the whole time. I can't stand even when they pick me up and they don't pull over and then they're so disrespectful to the cars behind. I'm like, everything you guys do from beginning to end sucks.
I hate them. I've been doing a lot better with my anger though, and I don't really take.
Have you been?
Anymore. I made a decision anytime I'm running late for anything that it doesn't actually matter. I just make a conscious decision.
You'll get there when you get there.
I'll get there. It's not going to hurt anybody. It's if I'm a little late.
You apologize, whatever. And even that.
It's fucking life. So yeah, I mean that. Any other scams? I mean that's all of this. Was there anything mailed in, Shannon? Did you check or no? It's all right. Don't worry. We'll save them for later on in the week. Those are some solid scams right there, though. So there you go.
7-Eleven ones.
Get
good.
Stacks. Scam that.
All right, we got a few minutes left here. What happened with this Saudi woman, Harrington?
Oh, you're asking us. I was like, what? I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
I haven't lifted a rock in months. I don't know.
So this Saudi, this teenage Saudi woman was granted asylum in Canada. And, you know, she enjoyed freedom with her posting on Snapchat, smoking cigarettes, drinking wine, and eating bacon.
Showing her face.
Yeah, let's see.
Nice.
Let's see.
Canadian bacon.
Yeah, that's just, you can get in trouble for that.
It's just ham. It's gross.
No, wait, it's still the same animal.
She didn't suck any black cock? She doesn't know how to party.
I would like to thank you people for supporting me.
No, she's in Canada.
Yeah. I was for yours. Okay.
They don't like the cold.
All right, is there a video of it?
Just the screen caps from her Snapchat.
Wait a second. Is that her on the right?
No.
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 That's her brother. That's her brother right there. He's got thick eyebrows. What do you think about it? He's upset, right? He's trying to go to Canada.
Wait, so what's the issue? Now she can't go back, or now she's in trouble?
Well, no, she had to flee Saudi Arabia because she was disowned by her family for not conforming.
For eating bacon and drinking wine, the fucking whore.
What a piece of shit.
I'm not saying, I'm not being an asshole here.
She rolled her sleeves up once.
Look, she was raised to be a certain way, and she's fucking, you know, she's acting out.
Yeah, she's rumspringing.
Yeah, so she was disowned by her family because she was like, she's a type of Muslim to eat bacon and drink wine.
What, she go to school too?
I'm not a Muslim, but you know, that's sort of,
wait a minute, you're not,
that's against the rules.
Sure.
Some of them, yeah,
you know,
the rules are ridiculous, but it is still against their rules.
She decided that bacon and wine were more important than her family. I don't know why we're celebrating this woman. I'm not saying that you should treat women that way. I'm just saying that she's sort of given into the temptations of life.
Sure.
You know,
temptations I don't give into.
Exactly.
What does she get into?
Diego's not even a fucking Muslim woman, yet he acts like one.
Mm-hmm. No one look at my eyes.
Diego really acts like a Muslim woman.
Or only look at my eyes.
Yeah, like whatever, man. I hate reading. I don't want to drive anywhere. Fuck off.
Fucking Diego Khalifa over here.
Yeah. Look at my tits.
They well, that's another thing.
About that chick Mia
Khalifa, she was like getting like death threats, right?
Of course, yeah, she's a woman online. I mean,
and that was only after she took a black cock.
Yeah.
They were like,
she also have like a very specific like Muslim tattoo.
No, and she also wears like fucking
she was wearing
headdresses and
blowing dudes.
Which I get is a little like, all right, that's a little disrespectful.
I remember,
I mean, I don't care.
In the 10th grade, this kid, Jason Spring.
She was one of the ghosts in the porno reboot of Pac-Man.
I
she was inky.
I don't even think she's that hot. I don't like
really?
Mia Khalifa.
I think she's beautiful.
Yeah,
she's,
I'm not into that at all.
Attractive. You're not into that girl right there.
No, not really. No,
no.
She's not my type.
I totally disagree. That's, I agree with Lewis.
She's not my type either, but I think she's very
beautiful. You got big fake tits and a unibrow. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, seriously. She looks like slightly more hot Shannon. Slightly.
No.
No, like, not even. Shannon's hotter than her.
Yeah, Shannon's hotter.
Shannon, you're hotter than her. I'll give it to you.
Shannon's definitely hotter.
You're hotter than this fucking.
These are also like in the morning? No. You're not going to follow me with your fucking...
That's a nice picture, I'll tell you that much.
I'd hold her hand in public, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, she was getting like death threats because she would do fucking, you know, Muslim-themed porn.
Right.
And they'll category. Fucking kill you.
You can't even draw their guy.
They're like, no. We're coming.
Yeah. I remember in the 10th grade, this kid, Jason Sprigman, wore a t-shirt with a nun masturbating in it. I was like,
that's a skateboarding shirt.
Is it?
No.
It was like it was a Cradle of Filth t-shirt.
With the cross?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know the image.
Yeah. It's like a nun like shoving a cross up her pussy, and it's Cradle of Filth. Yeah. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's, I guess, bad parenting, though, if he got out of
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Jesus is a cunt. That's right. That's it.
Sick.
That is the... That
I'm going to make that a rash guard.
That is the shirt. It says, yeah, Jesus is a cunt, Cradle of Filth. I mean, that's like another level of like, fuck your religion.
It's a big fuck you.
It's like a troll thing, which is like, you know, it's fine, but you're still asking for, I don't feel bad for the person who is trolling and then they get the response that almost should be expected. So if you're wearing that shirt and some really religious person who takes this horse shit
very seriously,
this is what they grew up with.
That's how it's been for a long time.
Which, fine. I think they're dumb. I don't believe in religion. I don't believe in God, right? But that's
my own.
They have
the right to do that.
Yeah, and they really fucking care. They really, 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 really fucking care. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, fuck you, fuck your religion, and I'm just going to wear this.
I don't think they qualify usually as trolls, because I think the idea is a troll doesn't really believe in anything and they just want to get a reaction. Where I think people that are very against religion really actually
I don't think that guy was very against religion. I think he was a heavy metal fan.
It's going to be funny.
Let me fuck with people
It's awesome to piss this person. He's the same as that kid standing in front of the fucking Native American.
Anybody who's very against religion, right? Like, or anybody who's like, dude, I am like, or first of all, if you're like a Satanist, you're a Satanist and you're against God and you believe in Satan, right? Then fine, you believe in your own mystical horseshit. You're both idiots, right? Mm-hmm. So fine.
Incorrect.
Satanism is actually quite
extreme atheism. They don't actually worship Satan.
Right. Okay.
It's just anti-Christianity.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, let me rephrase. Forget the term Satanism. Let's say you believe in Satan and you are against God and against Jesus. You're also an idiot for believing in some mystical shit, right? If you are against organized religion because you studied the fucking Crusades, you're a fucking nerd. Get outside and get a life. You hate religion because you're fucking like, in what world do you care that much where you're against religion? Right. Religion, it's, yeah, I look at people who follow religion.
If you've been oppressed by it, you would be. If you had scars and wounds that you had to get out, that's the kind of person that would be. If you were that affected by something.
Yes.
No, but there's a lot of people that are just pompous douchebags that are overboard.
No, I see what he's saying,
atheists,
but I'm saying the type of person that would validly look deep into it would have to have some sort of wound that they were trying to
overcome. I always kind of treat it like talking to me about it, like baseball. I was like, I don't care in the least bit.
Yeah, it's like more power to you.
I don't hate baseball, but I couldn't care less.
Right, like who really cares? Like that's the thing.
Yeah,
like,
but if you found out all the umpires were fucking kids
then
for
I
the
care.
Last 500 years.
Right. Then I'm going to kill some umpires with my bare hands.
Yeah. I think that people that, nobody really cares. So this kid, Jason Springman, in the 10th grade, didn't give a shit. He wasn't against religion. Yeah, he just wanted the teachers and other kids to be like, whoa, what the fuck? So that's sort of like, you know, Mia Khalifa. If you're a Muslim woman and you go and do fucking Muslim porn.
No, I think she was just like, oh, this is where that money is. Like, I know,
but you shouldn't be. You can't be upset about death threats then. You're trolling for death threats.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen?
And literally,
a culture that loves death threats, I'd say.
Yeah, against women.
Literally, every
what you saw, like, you are consciously doing that as a reaction. Be like, I grew up in this fucking oppressive country, so here, fuck you, everybody. And they're going to be like, okay, no, well, fuck you back.
No, but you could say. Grow up in that country?
Is she Muslim legit?
I don't even
know. Is she like some...
No, I think she's also Canadian.
Usually I'm jerking off.
Oh, she just looks that way. So that's like...
No, I think she's Pakistani, but I think she's from... I don't think she's from over there.
Right.
She was born... she's Lebanese born.
Oh, okay.
Born in Lebanon.
Yeah, and then
I know she's a big Washington Capitals fan, so that's cool.
Yeah, well, that's the other this bitch. Ooh, she would also like have like basketball players and football players would be like in her inbox trying to fuck her.
She definitely aired them out.
A whore.
Who's that?
Mia Khalifa.
Oh,
so she would. There'd be like fucking basketball players messaging her being like, oh, we should get together. And then she would go and post their messages publicly.
Yeah.
Rum's
that's
like,
what she should be batted for.
She should have her fucking clit torn off her body for that behavior. That is crazy. Okay.
The only time I ever saw her do that, the only time I've seen, I'm not saying that there aren't others. The only time I ever saw one that she posted was because the guy wouldn't stop messaging her. And she said no, and he did like repeated again. She's like, all right, fine, I'll put it on blast. That I get, but if someone's just like, hey, do you want to hang out? And then she posts it, that's kind of shitty. But if someone's like, won't leave you alone, then you putting them on blast is very funny.
Or they're married. It's probably
or they're married. Very funny. Yeah. I mean, some woman on Twitter the other day got a bunch of shit because some guy who had his head cut off on Tinder, like, hey, I'm looking to cheat on my wife, basically.
Right.
And she's like fake flirting with him. He's like, oh, send me a picture of your face. And he did. And then she put him on blast on Twitter. And all these dudes like hated her. I'm like, that's awesome of her.
No, it's not awesome.
I think it's awesome.
No, it's not.
Nah, you guys are fucked.
That bitch. I don't agree. That bitch should have her clit torn off her body.
You don't know what his home's like. You don't know what his home. By the way, you can really tell who lives.
Then
with
leave
the
her.
At this
no,
table.
I don't think it's. Yeah. I think it's like, you know what? Then block
it was
the fucking
Jeff Bezos.
Dude. Then just block the fucking dude. That's like what you.
Yeah, look, I get the. That guy's a piece of
shit.
That's
like some self-righteous shit.
That guy's a piece of shit. But at the same time,
is it your place?
It's just not your place. Who the fuck are you, lady? Who the fuck? Let him go be a piece of shit.
You're on Tinder. That's what that's for.
And the other thing is, you don't know, once again, what the fuck's going on there.
Oh, is this the one? Okay.
How have you been? Come to Vegas. I am in Miami with my boyfriend, whose dick game is A1. Oh, this is
Mia.
Okay, this is Mia Khalifa. We're in the middle of another conversation, guys. You're pulling up something that's not relevant to what we're speaking about.
I just think it's funny. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm different than you guys. But
I get why it's kind of funny. Look, I used to watch that show. There was a show.
Cheaters?
Not Cheaters. It was like Cheaters. It was another show. Oh, I fucking forget the name of it. It was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And it was a team of women, and they would set up guys.
Oh, fuck Team 5. Well,
they're setting. What was it called?
Owe me a Coke.
They would set up. They would set up a guy, and they would put him in a situation with these hot chicks, and they would see if he would cheat.
Well, that's where, yeah, that's.
And it was a reality show, and they would just set these fucking guys up, and you're like. It's just kind of evil. It was entertaining as fuck.
Instead of the push, it was called the tug.
Yeah. It was just kind of evil.
Well, it's like those traps where like cops will leave a bike in bad neighborhoods just to see if someone would steal it. It's like, of course someone's going to steal it. You're entrapping people.
They had a reality show called Bait Car for a while where they were just leaving cars on. Yeah, they had a reality.
Yeah. And they would just see who would steal the car. And then they would shove the car down. There was hidden cameras in it. Just be people freaking out as they're in a car.
Broke police departments were just trying to get TV shows made where they were just being pieces of garbage so they could... You know.
But that's a little different because it's not a person's instinct to steal a car, right? You're playing with a guy's instinct to...
Yeah, oh, you mean it's instinctual to cheat on somebody? Or to just fuck in general?
Just to fuck.
Got it.
You have full balls. I agree there. You're in a... It's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think that...
It's sometimes like, hey, you would never cheat, but you talk because it's a fantasy. You know, you never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you have to get it out that way just to know that, you know, sometimes women are still attracted to you.
I get that.
Yeah, no.
You've been together for so long, and you need to make sure that people still like you because it's been a while.
Shit, Zach's going through some shit.
And what if she leaves? You got to know you can still do that, right?
Yeah.
I keep the cat.
But, it's sort of like if a person's hungry... And then putting a fucking steak in front of them, and they're just hungry and hungry and hungry. And then eventually they eat it. It's like this person had.
Are we
to
talking
eat,
a
man.
Steak au poivre?
Putting a steak in front of someone is not the same as you.
Well, if we did some sort of lemon to cut the.
I'm still trying to figure out how we're doing the steak.
Putting a steak in front of someone is not the same as them going to a steakhouse and getting mad that there's security footage at that steakhouse.
Yes, but it's like putting this. No, imagine like.
Because it's him hitting them up. It's not the women hitting, like, it's the guy out there trying to get.
But what was going on there? It's like,
I just don't like cheaters. I guess,
I'm not saying that guy's right in any sense of the word.
Sure.
I'm just saying that she sucks. Whatever her thing is, she just fucking sucks.
I get that there is a camaraderie between women that it's like, hey, we don't like guys cheating on us. So they kind of treat themselves as a unit where it's like, we got to look out for each other. I get that. That's all I'm saying.
Mm.
And then the whole thing of like, is it her place? I don't know what that means. I don't know whose place is anything.
It's just mind your fucking business, lady. Who the fuck are you? Mind your fucking business. That's just not her business. Because whatever's going on, and like, all right, for example, there was a whole movie where the guy, what movie was this?
Oh, Leaf of Faith, the documentary about Kratom.
Jesus Christ.
No,
Call Back King.
No, where his girl was cheating on him. It was King of Queens.
Kevin James.
Winona Ryder, I believe, was his fucking chick.
Why do they always pair him? Like, who's the other chick they paired him with? Where you're like,
the worst one of these is
Rosario Dawson or something like that. And he's like, nah, lady.
Yeah.
No, the worst one of those is that movie Chef with
John Favreau.
He has his wife is Sofia Vergara, and his side piece is Scarlett Johansson.
It's nice. It's a good movie, but it's crazy.
Yeah, he wrote and directed it.
My Thursday.
Yeah. So do you know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah. So what happens in this movie?
Okay.
Kevin James.
So his wife is cheating on him.
It's the dilemma.
The dilemma, yeah. And the other guy,
Vince Vaughn,
sees his chick, his guy's chick cheating on him.
Uh-huh.
And his dilemma is, this guy's so happy. Am I the one that's going to come in and tell my boy?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
But... It's still a debate. It depends on who your boy is. It's still a debate. It's still not just 100% yes. If I know my boy's chick is cheating on him, am I going to be the person to fucking... Now, it's not. Here's the thing. It's none of my business.
You're still blowing that dude's life up either way.
You're still blowing everything up. You still have to look at, like, what's going on there. Is it my place to really come in?
Oh, like, if telling him would hurt his... Like, if telling him would fuck his world up.
It would fuck his world up.
Yeah, fucking ruin his marriage.
Maybe you say something like, maybe you let him find out on his own, or you sort of, like, lead him there.
Yeah, you would lead.
You know, it just depends. It depends on who you're dealing with. Like, if it was Dave Smith, he's my fucking... Like, it's
the closer you are to somebody, I think the more it's on you to tell
them. This bitch doesn't know this bitch. Yes. She's a fucking faceless whore. Sure. In the fucking world, she's just being a cunt. There's no camaraderie. There's no this whole women are all connected thing. No, we're human beings.
And it's a humble brag. She's going, look at how bad this dude wants to fuck.
Yes, all it is about her getting clicks, her getting attention, her being like, look what I did. It has nothing to do with being anything good or positive for the world. What if this fucking girl kills herself? What if this girl on the other end, she doesn't know what the fuck happens? Maybe he can't get out of the relationships because it's fucking abusive, and this bitch is crazy, and she's not going to kill herself. And now she just and he's just doing what he does, right?
Yeah, maybe she's in like a wheelchair from the neck down and he cares for her
all day.
Who the
fuck knows?
But he just needs to get a nut off.
This bitch is just trying to make it her own thing. Yeah.
Who is the chick who did the thing?
Just some fucking random whore on Tinder.
Maybe
she like
in the conversation, she goes, why are you looking to cheat? And he goes, oh, my wife isn't as kinky as I'd like.
Yeah, but maybe he doesn't want to tell her that like his wife fell on like a hot rod.
The
pussy.
It's a ridiculous hypothetical.
Maybe
she's an alien. Who gives a fuck?
I just don't think that this chick is awesome for blowing up this guy's spot when it's none of her fucking business.
Right.
It's just none of her business. I think what people do sexually is none of anybody else's business. So when it's sort of consistent when I talk about the Louis thing or I talk about like any of these things, I kind of go like, well, hold on. Was there a crime committed? Was somebody's rights really violated? Okay, then it's really none of our business. It's really none of my business. Even if somebody's rights were violated, even if there was an actual victim there, it's really the victim's business and whoever she or he decides to make it out to be, right? It's not my business because there's a victim. All of a sudden now it's my business in the world because I have fingers and a fucking Twitter account. It's just not really my business. You see this happen all the time. Rachel Ostevis, UFC fighter, she was just, her husband, she was going through this big public thing where her husband beat her up and she was put on this card with
Greg Hardy,
who was a
domestic abuser.
So this is this big thing and everyone's commenting on it. And at one point you just got to go like, dude, she's still with the guy. Whatever happened there, I know she's a victim. It's kind of not our business.
Yeah, it's their business to work that out and be where they are in that process.
Whatever it is, like, he may be a piece of shit, but it's also not my business to be putting her constantly on blast, bringing this up to her. It's sort of like her own personal life. She's a fighter for the UFC. She's not a person.
Right.
She's not like a public persona where she's going like, my home life is now public fodder for everybody. And I think we think because we can have an opinion and we have fingers and we have Twitter and we have all this stuff, that everything in the world sort of becomes our business.
No. R. Kelly, that's everyone's fucking business.
I only saw the first episode, and I got to be honest with you.
Who needed to see that?
I feel bad for R. Kelly. I got to watch the rest of the documentary. What am I supposed to say here? I'm just saying this poor boy was raped as a kid. He's got an angelic voice. Sure, he likes some young girls, but you know.
Good piece of shit.
Yeah, I saw the first episode. Does it get worse? He better become way worse than in the first episode, which as far as he took
it. Is the first episode where does he marry Aaliyah at 15?
Yeah, he marries a child. You know, it's a little
worse. Can that be the name of the episode? He marries a child?
Gets a little worse.
He married a child.
Who are we all not marrying children? Come on.
He who is without sin cast the first stone.
I'm sure that Muslim lady would have been mad at that.
What'd you say?
Where's the Ted Nugent documentary?
That's very good.
Ted Nugent adopted his fucking girlfriend.
Yeah, doggy.
Oh, they're coming.
Jerry Lee Lewis. We're going after R. Kelly. I mean, I think R. Kelly's getting railroaded because he's black, to be honest. I think a white artist would not get this shit.
Maybe. But you're saying R. Kelly did isn't
so many things.
I'm not saying it's not fucked up. I'm not saying he's not a monster.
But if we're going to start attacking, and we're going to start putting a spotlight on these terrible things, why not attack the biggest kind of person who's doing
the
most
thing that he did? Because in the first episode, the worst thing he did was
keeping bitches locked in a basement.
He's got him
kidnapped and locked in basements and sex slaves, buddy.
Kidnapped, or did they want to be there?
No.
I'm going to let you watch the rest of the documentary. One 17-year-old girl, okay? She's like, oh, I met him, and then he leaned in, and he kissed me, and it was like, oh my God, I have all these feelings. Like, I want to be famous, and this... What happened?
I got a match on Tinder. Sorry.
Send her your face. Let's see what happens. And we'll just wait.
But and I'm going like, you just wanted to be famous, so you fucked R. Kelly. What do you want me to say here? And then he started kind of being mean to you. That's episode one. I'm just saying they need to get into him being more of a monster in episode one because they talk about him being raped when he was a child, and then he likes young girls. And I'm going like, of course he did. He was raped when he was a child. That's what
they're giving you context.
What?
They're giving you context. I get you.
Yeah.
But wouldn't he like older men if he was raped as a child?
And he's raped by his sister.
Oh, yeah, right. That's
and
right,
he's like, it's a fucked up, like, they literally made me feel bad for him in the first episode. And
that's smart filmmaking.
I'm fucking...
Very good filmmaking.
I just can't get to episode 2. I have too much shit going on. So, you know.
All right, so it just lays where you lay.
No, but there is...
Poor man is where you're at.
Wasn't I'm just saying, Hulk Kelly's not that bad.
Poor man's where you're at.
They fucked great up like, if
you watch, like, it would be great as if you watch it over the course of the year and we just see how your opinion evolves out of it. Just like, you know.
We'll see.
You watch one a month. And in 6 months, we'll check in. We'll see what you're at.
I'm going to watch the next episode.
Maybe fight R. Kelly.
I'll will watch.
You fight R. Kelly.
And we'll see how I feel about it. Okay.
Pretty big star.
You could probably sell like the theater in Madison Square Garden at least.
Maybe. Yeah.
With 8 teenage girls suspended above the ring in a cage.
Winner takes all.
This hurts. Shut up.
Someday.
No. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up. This has been a fun show. Really fun. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday. We have any guests yet, Shannon? Shannon just does nothing. Now that she's hot, Shannon, she feels like she just come to the office and shake her boobs.
Have you ever had a day where we didn't have a guest?
I say Shannon's always been hot.
Yeah. Thanks, Diego.
Shannon's always been hot.
Thanks for listening. We should follow everyone on Twitter at
Mike's
Diego.
Hot too.
Wait, what is
this? This Diego Lopez. There's a lot of Diego Lopez's online. I am this Diego Lopez.
This Diego Lopez. I am Justin Silver. Chris from BKLYN. Zach, is that funny? I am Shannon Lee, the chin underscore, and Luis J. Gomez. We'll be back on Wednesday, 11 a.m. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Peace.
That's all, folks.